Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A 55-year-old man is under arrest after Minnesota Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar was sprayed with some sort of substance during a town hall event in Minneapolis yesterday. Omar did continue speaking following the disruption. An honorable investigation. That's what President Trump says he seeks in connection with the ICE shooting death of Alex Pretty in Minneapolis.
His staff overseeing the Minneapolis immigration operation, the president embraced an investigation into the fatal shooting. He called the killing very sad and that he'll be watching over the investigation. The president also distanced himself from his deputy chief of staff, Stephen Miller, who described Pretty as an assassin who tried to murder federal agents. Asked if the protester was an assassin, the president answered no. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump says he does not back calls for the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem over her handling of the unrest in Minneapolis. President Trump held a campaign-style rally in Iowa yesterday, touting his record on the economy.
Just after 1 year of President Trump, our economy is booming, incomes are rising, investment is soaring, inflation has been defeated.
Today, the Federal Reserve announces its latest decision on interest rates. After three consecutive cuts, policymakers are expected to leave short-term rates right where they are, ranging from 3.5% to 3.75%. Power is still out for a half a million utility customers across the east, and it's bitterly cold following the massive snow and ice storm that battered so much of the country earlier this week. The storm-related death toll has risen to at least 39. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures up 32 points, the Nasdaq futures ahead to 26. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Is your dog a picky eater, scratching all the time, eating grass, or licking their paws until they're raw? If so, your dog's trying to tell you something. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Rough Greens here. And you may not know what your dog means, but I do. They're trying to tell you that his digestive tract is in distress. He needs live probiotics and enzymes. And guess what? You can't get that from kibble. It's not in there. The good news is you don't have to change his food to improve his health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens. It's America's number one nutritional dog supplement for a reason. With live vitamins, omega oils, antioxidants, enzymes, and probiotics, just sprinkle it on your dog's food and watch him come back to life. More energy, shinier coat, better digestion, all in 90 days or less. Want a happier, healthier dog? I'll send you a free Jumpstart trial bag. You just cover the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com. Use discount code PICKY. That's RUFFGreens.com. Discount code PICKY. Rough Greens. So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Those of you who may be traveling early this morning, again, it's going to be a little bit lighter. Schools are out. We're still recovering, of course, from the big event over the weekend. The major roadways are all fine. Everybody's doing okay. No big incidents right now, though there is a report a vehicle might be off the roadway, I-95 southbound near 198 as you're going into Prince George's County. I just looked at the camera there before that at Route 216. There's no impact there. Traffic is still light. But heads up, if you're going south, looking live here at the Beltway, right around I-70 Security Boulevard, no problems at all. And we're clear and good to go right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another frigid day ahead of us. Partly cloudy with highs in the low 20s, but feel like temperatures stuck in the low single digits to the teens. Mostly cloudy and freezing again tonight with temperatures falling back into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
10 degrees in White Marsh and 10 degrees in Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Today, many schools remain closed or delayed due to the last winter storm. Anne Arundel Community College is closed. Baltimore City Community College is 2 hours late. Baltimore City schools closed. Baltimore County schools are closed and have already announced that they are in two-hour delay tomorrow. Carroll County schools are closed today. CCBC, all campuses open at 10 a.m. Cecil Community College opens at noon. Cecil County Schools virtual instruction today. Harford County Schools are closed. Howard Community College closed. Howard County Schools are closed today. Prince George's County Public Schools are closed today and Thursday. And Towson University classes will be held virtually. However, the Northeast campus opens at 10 a.m. And Baltimore's Health Commissioner has extended the Code Blue extreme cold alert through Sunday due to continued single-digit temperatures and hazardous conditions across the city. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 441. The Pick 4, 0315. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys at Sparnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Offensive coordinator search continues for the Ravens with Adam Schefter reporting, the team requesting an interview with Broncos passing game coordinator and quarterback coach Davis Webb. Webb had previously interviewed for the head coaching position. Meanwhile, the Athletics' Jeff Zrebeck reporting Falcons offensive line coach Dwayne Ledford will be coming to Baltimore. Ledford worked as the Falcons' run game coordinator last year and was widely praised. Under Ledford, Falcons running back Bijan Robinson excelled, rushing for back-to-back 1,400-yard seasons and 21 touchdowns. Meanwhile, Joe Brady's out of the running for OC with the Ravens, elevated yesterday as head coach of the Bills. The man who he replaced, Sean McDermott, will sit out for the year. And finally, count the voice of Mike McDonald among those praising Jesse Minter, the Seahawks head coach at the mic yesterday in Seattle.
Well, Harbs is in New York and Jesse's in Baltimore. It's like, I mean, that's the NFL for you, but really happy for Jess. Very deserving. Great coach. Phenomenal coach. Great person. You know, obviously, he's a friend of mine.
McDonald and Minter both coached under John Harbaugh in Baltimore from 2017 to 2020. Coming up in 30 minutes, a little comeuppance, perhaps, for Bill Belichick. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Wednesday, January 28, 2026. Coming up on the program this hour, Baltimore County Council has introduced a bill to repeal the pension increase, the pension grab that we talked about at great length yesterday. We'll take you to ICE derangement syndrome, where healthcare workers and others are actually talking about sabotaging ICE agents. And our top story here today, the Maryland General Insane Asylum and the House passing the redistricting bill coming out of committee, and over the Senate voting to kill the 287G program. Those are the ICE agreements. So already they are up to their no-good tricks. After a contentious debate over redistricting mid-cycle here in Maryland, members of the House committee approved a measure which redraws Maryland's congressional districts. The current proposal, recommended by the commission, the non-transparent, non-bipartisan commission appointed by Governor Tax and Spend More, would extend the predominantly Republican first congressional district into the Democrat-leaning Anne Arundel and Howard counties, as we've said, from Ocean City all the way to Columbia, in an effort to wipe out and or erase Andy Harris. And so the map would go from 7-1, which is already inherently unfair, to 8-0. And I'm kind of rooting for it, and I'll tell you why in just a couple of seconds. Reaction at the debate in the committee hearing yesterday.
Our democracy is a house on fire.
Governor Moore and Democrats in Annapolis, you are stealing our voice and our vote.
And that's the intent. That is the intent, to steal the voice and to steal the vote. And here's Governor Moore, also here from Kathy Zuliga over in the House.
It's an important question of what's the value of one vote. And I think the answer to that is actually a question of what's the value of democracy.
How can you ask us to trust democracy when you're taking it so lightly?
Yeah, well, because it's all about power and control. They don't care about democracy. They can regurgitate that word all they want. First off, it's a constitutional republic. But all they want is power and control. We've seen in New England, where seven New England states have about a 35-40% Republican population, and yet not a single representative in the House or in the Senate represents Republicans in the entire region of New England. And that's why they want to make Maryland the Massachusetts of the Mid-Atlantic. Other legislators reacting to the House passing the bill along party lines yesterday.
What gives you the right to disenfranchise us in this way?
You continue to use the word fair, but my fifth grade granddaughter could look at the map we have today and that map and no, it's not fair.
So to say that somehow we're extinguishing the voice of an entire people, because I know that Andy Harris does not represent the Republicans in Southern Maryland, but they still have a voice.
Yeah, okay. That was fractured logic by one Democrat. Kate Sullivan and others also saying that this goes hand in hand with what Democrats do in this state regarding voting, regarding voting representation. It's par for the course.
HB 488 is nothing but a political stunt forced on us by Governor Moore for his own self-serving political ambitions.
To focus on the federal government when our own Maryland systems are not held accountable for compliance with our own COMAR is simply a matter of wasted time and effort.
Political polarization and gerrymandering by state governments has led to this event today.
Yeah, and one-party dominance has led to this today, where, again, and this is going to pass in the House, so that it'll go to a full floor vote in the House, and then eventually go over to the Senate, where it may run into trouble with Bill Ferguson. I'm kind of hoping it doesn't, because, and I'll tell you why the reason why I think, look, I'm not saying that Andy Harris and First District folks should be devoid of or have a voice taken away from them. But I think we got to play the long game here. I'll explain in just a moment. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Frozen Johnson.
Indeed.
Still trying to thaw out.
I'm so sorry.
Well, he's wearing exactly a heat wave in Florida either.
Wearing shorts again.
Again?
Yeah.
Walked into State Farm yesterday. They said, can I help you? I said, yeah. If you can find the rest of these pads.
Like a good neighbor.
Yep. I kept looking for Jake. Says, where's Jake from State Farm? southbound BW Parkway. There's a new wreck now, and we can see it right here after 197. It looks like it's on the right side of the roadway. It's just on the opposite side where the camber is, but there is a backup on the parkway southbound. And, of course, the parkway, only two lanes through there, very limited lanes right now through there. There was a vehicle off the roadway southbound I-95 near 198 as you're going into Prince George's County. That really wasn't a big problem there, but this backup on the parkway is there. We're not quite all the way back to the normal rush hour with the schools out. It's going to be a little bit lighter again, but your major roadways, for the most part, and even a lot of the secondary roads now are in good shape. They're working on the neighborhood streets and things like that. But everybody's good, and most, for the most part, they're where they have been cleared. The roadway conditions right now are dry and ready to go. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be bitterly cold again all day today, highs in the low 20s. Tonight, temps dropping into the single digits. Tomorrow, mixture of clouds and sun. Temperatures are going to be stuck in the 20s all the way through at least Friday. We do have a little bit of a warming trend maybe early next week where we might see temperatures in the low 30s, but not much. Much more than that.
What about the weekend?
Right now, well, there's a slight chance. Now they revised it again. Slight chance of some significant, not significant.
Hemming and hawing.
Yeah, they're back and forth.
CYA forecast.
On Monday there was 60%, and then yesterday it dropped to 20%. Now it's back up.
I saw 10% somewhere.
Yeah, it's all over the map.
But the models just aren't sure.
Yeah, the models aren't sure, and I think it could actually end up being a storm that goes south of here. But we'll wait and see. Outrage over plan to send ICE agents to Italy to act as security during the Olympics. Mm. Yeah. Who doesn't love Italian ice?
Everybody loves Italian ice.
On Tuesday, the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists said its doomsday clock to closer to midnight than it's ever been before.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the kind of time changer you're hoping for in the dead of winter.
No.
You know? Can we just hit the snooze button on that, please?
Yes.
That's right.
As a way to alleviate their recent stress, Neil Young has offered every citizen of Greenland free access to his entire catalog of music.
Oh,
boy.
What a guy.
Greenlander said, Neil who?
Right.
Isn't he old?
Yes. He's geezerly.
He's Neil old now.
To Greenlanders, everyone else in the world is a southern man. I know that for sure. Environmental activists in Kenya set a world record by hugging a tree for 72 hours.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I wish I could do
that. What about
that.
Kissing? They should have went to the next step.
I don't know. But don't tell her the Guinness book is made out of paper. That might have ruined the whole thing for her. Population growth in the United States has slowed dramatically as the immigration numbers have plunged, thanks to President Trump. We have more jobs, higher wages, and less Mexican street corn. Out there. The documentary Melania cost Jeff Bezos and his MGM studios $75 million to produce. It's out this weekend, I believe. Friday?
I think.
Yeah. If it goes well, he says that Barron may be the next Bond.
Hey!
Really tall.
Stephen Colbert's final Late Show episode set for May 21st. So let's set our clocks so we can hold a little celebration party. As messed up as CBS's late night programming is, it's still not as messed up as CBS News, right?
That's his doomsday clock.
It is. By the way, it is National Kazoo Day.
Yeah! Celebrate National Kazoo Day with all your favorite hits played on America's easiest instrument to play. With Now That's What I Call Kazoo Music. If you can remotely carry a tune while humming, you can kazoo along to the best rock classics. Never before have so many artists and genres been represented on one album. Download Now That's What I Call Kazoo Music today, because tomorrow you'll be sick of it.
I actually had my kazoo. I couldn't find it this morning. I don't know if I left it at home or in the desk drawer. Have you noticed the Looney Tunes cartoons haven't been on for quite some time?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have to go to YouTube to watch them.
Yeah. Right. In 2022, HBO Max had to eliminate many of the classic shorts when its license expired. But good news, now TCM will begin running more than 750 Looney Tunes. They're back.
Yay.
What's up, Doc?
They begin this Monday with what's considered the very first official Bugs Bunny cartoon, A Wild Hare. They'll also play before classic movies like they did in theaters years ago on Turner before Classic Movies. So if you want missing your Looney Tunes, there you go. By the way, Maryland ranking the second worst state to start a business in, according to WalletHub. Rhode Island is the worst.
I'm shocked.
Maryland is the second worst. Guess which state is the best for new business?
Starting new business.
Florida is correct.
Okay.
Better believe it.
Florida is correct. They say they have a business ambassador that greets you in shorts. Even
right there at the rest area at the Georgia line. I-95 at the 400-mile marker.
Barter contract in hand, folks.
Yep. There you go.
Two things. If the Looney Tunes coming back on, you can watch Elmer Fudd blow Daffy Duck's bill right off of the shotgun.
Yeah.
And the Doomsday Clock, remember, Red Fox once said, one day when the world comes to an end, we'll all be black and crisp.
I'm the Miss Red Fox, that's for sure. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. We're off and running here this morning. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So do you believe it's a good thing or a bad thing if this House redistricting bill, well, it's going to pass the House, and if it should have passed the Maryland General Assembly. I'll give you my thoughts in here in just a second. I'd like to hear yours as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest train show in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring the Lego Blocks operating layout, top model makers in our Craftsman's Corner special show area, free clinics, locomotive repairs, and rare locomotives available exclusively from show dealers. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
It is 6:23, 23 minutes after the hour. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is old Whiskey Nuts Johnson himself.
Yes.
You mean dummy?
Poor Debbie. Poor Debbie, bless her heart. What she has to put up with all the time. The BW Parkway wreck is still there, and again, we're getting a lot more traffic now. Last couple of days, we went from like a skeleton crew on Monday, a little more yesterday, and back more heavy traffic today. And there is a wreck on the parkway southbound after 197. We can still see the flashing lights. I think we might still be getting two lanes by, but with the flashing lights, they're backed up as you're going by the scene. The incident earlier on 95 southbound at 198 going into Prince George's County, that wrapped up and is clear. There's a new minor wreck in Howard County if you're in Columbia, 175 at the intersection at Dobbin Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast. Cold today, highs in the low 20s, and temperatures dropping into single digits. Again, same thing for tomorrow all the way through Friday. Right now it's 11 in Annapolis. Just a little bit of a pet peeve here before we get into the redistricting thing. Heading out of the neighborhood this morning. And it never ceases to amaze me the incredible stupidity of some people. And I don't know if they just are not thinking or thoughts never cross their minds. For instance, this morning I'm leaving the neighborhood, my usual route, and I make a right-hand turn, and up in the distance, about a quarter of a mile, there is a large minivan, and I guess people are used to parking on the street, okay? But now you have all the snow. That's, the plows had put on both sides of the street. So there really is no available parking on the street. This dude parked their minivan in the street, blocking the entire road. You couldn't get by. Yeah,
so that's common sense.
I had right, and again, most of people are putting them in their driveways. If you know, I understand if you don't have a driveway, then you should dig out a space for yourself,
exactly.
So you're not blocking anybody else. But there was this minivan right smack dab in the middle of the road. Nobody could get by, so I had to turn around, come back, and go out another route. It just, folks, come on, be smart and be considerate of your neighbors, okay, and others. But who knows? Maybe it was just a rough day. And they were tired. They just pulled up, and who knows?
Yeah, I often park in the middle of the road and block both lanes when I'm tired.
Right.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. All right, so the redistricting, 7-1 isn't fair. It's never been fair. We remember the days when it was 4-4 split here in Maryland, 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats. Then after Paris Glendening, it went 6-2. Then after Martin O'Malley, it went 7-1. And now the legacy of Governor Tax-In Spend More wants it 8-0. And nothing has been fair about this entire process, about the one-party domination of the state, one of the most corrupt states in the entire country. But the reason why I'm kind of hoping that it goes through is that I think it's going to be a wake-up call. I think it's going to rile the base up for this year's gubernatorial election. I think if you wipe out Andy Harris's seat again, and I'm not, I don't think it's going to happen or hold up long term. I think it's going to eventually rile up a lot of voters, along with the economic state of Maryland, along with the energy crisis we'll get to a little bit later on this morning in the state of Maryland. It might be the triple whammy, if you will, between the economy, the energy, and then wiping out any representation at all by Republicans in the state. I think it's going to tick a lot of people off, so I think that might be a good reason. The other reason is that I think the last time they tried this, they got smacked down in the courts. So I think this could happen again in the local area. So you smack them down in courts, you just tell them, you Democrats, you can't get away with this nonsense. And then the number three is there's a redistricting case in front of the Supreme Court right now, in which they're arguing that the district should not be drawn on racial or political lines. These should be geographical population lines that everybody gets fair representation. I think the Supreme Court eventually is going to strike this partisan gerrymandering when redistricting completely down. So I think in the long run it'll be okay. The short term is may not, but I do think Marylanders need a wake up call, and this might be just one of many. Get your thoughts on that as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Remember, this was a governor's, and he did this in response to what was happening in Texas, and President Trump in the midterm said, we're not going to wait until the end of the next census, we're going to do it now. And so they kind of got the ball rolling in Texas. And, of course, there are battles back and forth as to whether those maps are going to hold up. And this is what happens now. You do this kind of stuff, and then it goes into the courts. And hopefully it gets resolved in time for the courts. Because remember, you now have to redraw these maps, and it's going to change people's voting districts. It's going to change, and especially when in the first congressional district. So now you've got to reprint ballots and all that other stuff. And I know the deadline is until February 23rd. But it's going to create a crisis in Maryland as far as voting goes. So when the proposed map heads to the Maryland House floor is currently unknown, but it will get there eventually, and it will pass House Bill 488, and we will take a look at what happens in the Senate. Governor Moore said, testifying before the committee yesterday, that he would not sit quiet
on redistricting. The governor, IDGAF, wants to make sure his voice is heard because his presidential ambitions and aspirations are on the line. Let's get your thoughts. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Rescue Natural Supplements, if you're struggling with energy, and whether you're like gulping down cups of Joe or maybe you're imbibing those Monster energy drinks and Red Bulls and 5-Hour Energies and things of that nature, it's really not healthy for you because all that does is stimulate your artificial sympathetic nerve system with artificial stimulants. And eventually they wear off and you crash, and that's why you get, it's a rebound effect. You're more tired after than you were before you drank them. So Rescue Orsine is the all-natural cell fuel. It is made, of course, of a proprietary blend developed by a cardiologist, and it's sustainable energy because it's fuel for your cells. It helps your cells to repair, to maintain themselves, and so therefore you don't get that 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock crash or whatever it is. So buy one, get one free today. Use the coupon code MYENERGY, 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 1-800-26-ALIVE, or at RES-Q.com. 6:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie.
Good morning. Thanks. Many schools remain closed or delayed due to the last winter storm. Anne Arundel Community College is closed. Baltimore City Community College is 2 hours late. Baltimore City Schools closed. Baltimore County Schools closed today with a 2-hour delay tomorrow. Again, that's Baltimore County Schools. They're closed today, and tomorrow, Thursday, they are on 2-hour delay. Carroll County Schools are closed. CCBC, all campuses will be opening at 10 a.m. Cecil Community College opens at noon today. Cecil County Schools, virtual instruction day today. Hartford County Schools closed today. Howard Community College closed. All classes and activities canceled. Howard County Schools closed today. Prince George's County Public Schools are closed today and tomorrow. That's Thursday. Towson University classes will be held virtually. However, the Towson University Northeast campus opens at 10 a.m. today. Two people are hospitalized after large pieces of ice flew off a vehicle and crashed through their windshield. The Susquehanna Hose Company says the accident happened in northbound 95 at the Tidings Bridge, and the victims were taken to the Christiana Trauma Center in Delaware. There's no word on the victims' conditions. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Annapolis are considering a measure that would require all snow and ice to be removed from a vehicle before it's driven or towed to prevent accidents. House Bill 474 is also known as the Clear Before You Drive Act. And Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect after a deadly pedestrian crash in the Sparrows Point area. Police say 19-year-old Todd Hines Jr. was struck by a pickup truck on North Point Boulevard at around 7:30 Tuesday morning, and he died from his injuries. Police spotted the suspect's vehicle a short time later, and they arrested the driver. 6:32 on Casey and Company, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Our friend Marty was going past 95, and he spotted this wreck, and we're looking at it now. It's at the ramp from Moravia Road to get on to 95 southbound. There may be some ice at the end of that ramp. So 95 is looking at it. Moravia Road is also looking at it. So there's room to get by, but it's a tight squeeze right there. There's some areas that this morning, a little patchy ice, a little black ice as you get underway, and it's still dark, so we have to be prepared for that. The other big wreck is on the parkway southbound on the BW Parkway near 197. That was still crowding the right lane, and city police now with a couple of other accidents. Orleans Street, right before you get to the viaduct on on Orleans Street, and up on the northeast side, a wreck at Bel Air Road at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another frigid day ahead of us. Partly cloudy with highs in the low 20s, but feel like temperatures stuck in the low single digits to the teens. Mostly cloudy and freezing again tonight with temperatures falling back into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:35, brought to you by Greven Wealth Management. A stunner yesterday, it was announced that eight-time Super Bowl winning coach Bill Belichick is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. Belichick failed to receive the bid after falling short of the 40 out of 50 votes he needed for induction into the Hall on the first ballot. Reaction in the football world was swift, none better than from running back Damian Harris, who played 4 years under Belichick.
If there is a Hall of Fame, if there is a way for coaches to get in it, there's no way, there's no world where Bill Belichick is not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Belichick won six Super Bowls as head coach of the Patriots, two more with the Giants under Bill Parcells as a defensive coordinator. Multiple sources telling ESPN that Spygate and Deflategate, a pair of cheating scandals that Belichick was involved in, came up in deliberations among voters. In selecting Jesse Minter to be their next head coach, the Ravens honed in on a key attribute of Minter, and that is a strong connection to today's young player, who moving forward because of NIL money and outright pay for play, come into the league different than they were even 5 years ago. Former Ravens linebacker Tyus Bowser saw that connection firsthand.
I think him being a young guy, him being around this era of players, he understands what is needed for those young players to really be engaged, be locked in, and to know what the goal and the mission is for, you know, each and every Sunday.
Caps road trip continued last night in Seattle. As the Caps hit the ice, it was it was against the Kraken, and it was right from the puck drop, all Seattle.
20 seconds left in the power play. No shots thus far. McCann with a shot. There's one! Jared McCann with a wicked wedge.
Ah, the wicked wedge. John Forslund had the call on Prime TV. Jared McCann's first of two on the night as the Kraken extend the Caps' misery. 5-1 was the final after the game. Head coach Spencer Carberry on the reality.
Yeah, extremely disappointing. Extremely disappointing. I just thought we got beat in every area by that team tonight.
Caps have now dropped 4 of 5 on this trip, 6 of their last 7 overall. And finally, at the bottom of the hour, each and every hour this morning on Casey and Company, we're going to be celebrating the Ravens' Super Bowl 35 victory over the New York Giants, which happened 25 years ago today, January 28, 2001. This highlight, the first touchdown of the game, with 7 minutes left in the first.
Stilford throws deep. Brandon Stilford inside the 10 to the end zone. Touchdown!
The late Greg Gumbo had the call on CBS. Trent Dilfer to Brandon Stokely for 38 yards in the score. First TD of the night in the Ravens Super Bowl 35 victory. The time now is 6:37 when we return the Belichick debate.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA.
So you know that personally speaking, I'm not a big fan of Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah. Behind the Browns probably is your number two.
Well, they're neck and neck. Yeah, for sure. However, at the same time, I think that if you look at it objectively and you take off your, you know, sunglasses, whatever way you're going to go, there's a certain level of greatness that, you know, permeates sports. And when you reach it, you should be recognized. And I think that despite the cheating scandals, which, by the way, he didn't have anything to do with Deflategate. That was all Tom
right,
Brady.
Right.
He deserves it.
Spygate
he had something to do with, yes. But I think he deserves it. He has cleared the bar, in my opinion, professionally, for being a first ballot Hall of Famer.
There's no doubt he was successful, but some point
Wait. You say successful?
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't just successful.
Well, he was...
One of the greatest, if not the, coach of all time.
I find it interesting now you're defending Bill Belichick. This is interesting. It's fascinating to me. He did it with Tom Brady.
He did it with Tom Brady.
Joe Gibbs did it with three different quarterbacks, none of which ever even rose to the level of Tom Brady.
And Joe Gibbs is a Hall of
Famer. Joe Gibbs is a Hall of Famer, right. So, look, I don't have any animus towards Bill Belichick. I think probably the hoodies, that's what they're holding against him. And the Spygate and his apparent attraction to very young women.
No, I don't think anything of those have anything to do with it. Here's what I think. At the end of the day, and this is actually reality, okay? It's politics. And you know why it's politics? Because people are involved. And politics equals people. People equal politics.
He'll get in. He's just not going to get in on the first ballot.
That's right. He's going to have to pay. And Bill Polian even said this. The former GM of the Colts said he may have to pay a quote-unquote penance for Spygate and Deflategate and all
exactly.
that kind of stuff. He'll get in, but he won't get in today.
Right. So will you celebrate it when he does get in?
No. No! I'm not celebrating it. I'm just stating
all
a fact.
Right. You kind of saved yourself there.
All right.
All right, Gary, thanks. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. We're now calling, you heard of Trump derangement syndrome? We're now calling it ICE derangement syndrome. All over the country, there have been stories, TikTok videos, Instagram videos of nurses, healthcare professionals. There was the one down in, I think, in Palm Beach or Boca, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember her name now. She was wishing that bad things happened to Caroline Leavitt during childbirth. It was just disgusting. It was reprehensible. She has been fired. Then you get this wicked Florida nurse announcing he'll refuse to treat MAGA Republicans, claims it's his ethical oath. This is a guy, an anesthesiologist named Eric Martindale. And so he says he's going to refuse to do his job because he doesn't like somebody's politics. And they're in the healthcare industry. But taking the cake is a Virginia Commonwealth nurse. This posted a video, and she works for VCU Medical Systems. Her name is Melinda Rose Cook. Here's what she had to say over the weekend.
I thought of something good. I think it's something weird. Sabotage tactic, or at least scare tactic. All the medical providers, grab some syringes with needles on the end. Have them full of saline or succinylcholine. You know, whatever. That will probably be a deterrent. Be safe.
Okay, for today's resistance tip, I vote. Anybody got any poison ivy, poison oak in their yard? Get some of that up with gloves, obviously. Get it in some water, like a gallon of water. Get the poison ivy oak water, and I'm going to put it into a water gun. Aim for faces, hands.
All right, the single ladies where these ICE guys are going have a chance to do something, you know, not without risk, but could help the cause for sure. Get on Tinder, get on Hinge, find these guys. They're around. They're an ICE agent. Bring some X-Lax and put it in their drinks. Get them sick. You know, nobody's going to die. Just enough to incapacitate them, get them off the street for the next day. Highly, easily deniable. You know, you could get sick too. Won't eat there again. I'm just saying, let's get them where they eat. Somebody's not going to be supporting these guys. Where's the hotel where they eat? Who makes that breakfast? Let's find them. You know, let's make their lives miserable. I know we're already trying to keep them awake all night. That's good. Anything you can do to make the living conditions bad. Talk to the people who work at the places where they are. Come up with some ideas. Dead fish somewhere in the room hidden. Just stay toxic.
So that is a nurse, a medical healthcare professional at Virginia Commonwealth University, stabbed with needles and syringes. They also talked about X-Lax, sabotage the food, leave a dead fish in the room. But the thing that really stuck out to me is she said put poison ivy and poison oak in their water. Let me tell you something. For somebody that suffered from a poison ivy and oak allergy when I was a kid, I had to take shots for it. I swelled so bad that my eyes were shut the whole nine yards. I'm still allergic to this day. Not as bad. But if you have a severe poison oak or ivy allergy and you drink it, it can kill you. It can kill you. And I'm shocked that a nurse, A, doesn't know that. So, and then B, so by the way, this nurse, Melinda Rose Cook, has now been fired.
Good.
From the Virginia Commonwealth University, saying, following an investigation, the individual involved in the social media videos is no longer employed by VCU Health. In addition, VCU Health has fulfilled its reporting requirements under Virginia state law, meaning they've referred her to the Virginia police. for full investigation. And, you know, the sad thing here is she is not the only one. I've seen these videos all over Instagram and TikTok and the like and Facebook Reels. These are alleged healthcare professionals in their garb.
It wasn't just one video. It was several videos. So she had time to think about it. Oh, maybe I'm doing something that's wrong. You know? But now.
Hopefully people like her will never work at all.
She wanted her 15 minutes of fame. She got it. All right, 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There are obviously some areas where it's a little bit slick this morning. Maybe it had a little melting yesterday, not much, but enough to cause some black ice in the area. The wreck on the BW Parkway southbound is at 197, still crowding the right lane. This wreck in the city is at the ramp where Moravia Road comes on to 95 southbound. So right at the end of the ramp, it's a tight squeeze for the ramp. And then 95 can see it, and because of that, they're now blocking the right lane on 95 southbound. So if you're coming down from the city-county line, you'll have to move over to the left. That gives the ramp a chance to merge out without any problems. There's several vehicles up against the wall on the south end of that ramp. So there's some areas where it might look like it's wet, but I'm going to tell you what, it ain't wet this morning. I can tell you that right now. For the most part, everybody else is moving along okay. Have not seen any problems through Annapolis early this morning at the Bay Bridge over towards I-97 and both the tunnels. After you clear this wreck on 95 at Moravia Road, both the tunnels are running with the lanes open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, bitterly cold again today, low 20s, temps dropping into the single digits again tonight, all the way through Friday, really. It's 6 degrees in Columbia, 7 in Owings Mills. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon, latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Everybody must eat! Everybody must eat!
Or is it every body must eat? Like Bobby Whitaker. Remember Sweethearts, the little candies you give out on Valentine's Day?
Sure.
I didn't like them, but they were cute.
Yeah. They're adding new conversation hearts with more practical messages for 2026.
Oh, no.
When it comes to finding love in this economy, you don't need a prince in shining armor climbing your hair. You need someone who will split rent, cook for two, buy in bulk, share logins, and carpool. That's why Sweethearts wants you to use your head and not just your heart to find love this Valentine's Day. Sweethearts, featuring all the classics plus new sayings made for love in this economy.
What are the odds that Debbie gives Chuck the buy in bulk sweetheart candy?
She gave me a barrel of that stuff. She said it was my turn in the barrel.
Country music star Ashley McBride covering Johnny Cash's I've Been Everywhere. She made some funny changes to the lyrics while she was performing at a saloon just the other night. That's Ashley McBride. Love that, too.
She may have one too many of those.
Yeah, apparently.
That's Maggie's song.
Yeah. It is.
That is.
Yeah, it
is. Thank That's you. Your new theme
My
song.
Ode.
By the way, how much ketchup is too much ketchup? Well, you have to ask Heinz. They now are finally making the keg chup reel. It's a two foot tall ketchup keg with an easy pour spigot, 114 ounces of ketchup. The keg chup is a 10-pounder, and you get it just in time for the big game for Super Bowl Sunday.
Wow.
If you like ketchup, you're going to love the keg chup.
My family might like that.
I was going to say, my granddaughter
will take
it. We're
big on ketchup.
Especially if you put ketchup on everything.
Yeah.
Which I've seen happen before with some people.
Including your feet, your hands.
That's a little too much.
Amazon. Amazon's shutting down its grocery stores, and they're doubling down on delivery in Whole Foods, so the Amazon Fresh stores are going bye-bye. KFC is testing a new handheld pot pie that's basically a handheld version of their regular pot pie.
It's going to explode all over you.
Price around $3.99. Well, you have to use some kind of paper plate or something to catch
like
the...
Like a fry holster type thing.
Do you have a fry holster?
No.
You just said it so quickly, it just seemed like...
Well, because I worked at a place that we called it that back when I was in high school.
Okay. Where'd you work?
I was a cowgirl at Roy Rogers.
Oh, that's right. You were a little cowgirl. Howdy, partner.
Exactly. We had to say that in the truck. Just awful.
Is that how you got roped in with that deal with your husband?
Oh.
Little buckaroo. Where is that little buckaroo anyway?
He's resting right now.
He's resting comfortably.
He's resting in a padded room as we speak. By the way, a new cereal bar with international flavors is open in downtown Baltimore. It's called the Day and Night Cereal Bar on Charles Street. And basically, you can get all sorts of types of cereal, fresh fruit syrups, toppings, and specialty milks. Cereals, which include limited-time domestic flavors and international varietals from Canada and Japan. I'm just wondering what kind of cereal in Japan.
I could see oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
That's an oatmeal bar at
oatmeal for real.
Yeah, I mean it was part of like a camp thing, and they would have an oatmeal bar. They would have your oatmeal, and then they'd have your maple sugar, you know, and nuts and raisins. And
well, here's some of their samplings: unicorn breath with fruity pebbles and whipped cream.
That's a little too much.
The beehive with honey nut Cheerios and a drizzle of fresh honey. And the buttercup with Reese's Puffs and a chocolate donut sprinkle.
Too
unicorn
sweet.
What? Holy crap.
Unicorn
breath.
Is
this like a sober up type place where after you're
I guess. It might be.
Or?
I don't know if they're open in the after closing time, but it might be the perfect...
Who the hell wants cereal middle of the night?
Yeah. I know.
Well, I know some people eat cereal all day long.
Is that right?
Yeah. They eat it, for morning. They'll eat it any time of day. They'll have a bowl of cereal in the afternoon. Sometimes before they go to bed.
If it's a healthy one, sure, but that stuff bombarded with
sugar.
Eat
enough of it, you have a healthy one.
No. You're going to run.
Depends on the fiber content. We'll defer to Maggie on that one.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate that. See you in a couple. 651 Town Appliance. Go by and see Mayor and Mayor. Two guys that are Mayor that run the place. Incredible. 70 different brands on display for all kinds of budgets, whether you're looking for a single refrigerator, which I'm in the process of doing now. I have to alter my kitchen cabinet in order to make the new refrigerators fit, so we're doing that right now, and that'll be heading back into Town Appliance, where they're going to give you a great deal. Five-star service, customer service, competitive pricing, and look, they do want you to be a customer for life, and that's why they're so willing to help you out. That's Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
I invite you to join me on Thursday, February 5th at Liberatore's at Timonium for the second annual Taste of the Union. You'll enjoy a full Italian buffet, and then Sean Casey and I will dig into the issues shaping Maryland and what they mean for families, taxpayers, and local communities. If you value straightforward talk and common sense ideas, this is an evening you will not want to miss. Get your tickets now at WCBM.com. Taste of the Union is presented by the Smile Design Center and Lorien Health Services.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes once again on this Wednesday morning rush hour with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Not sure if this is a broken down vehicle or exactly what the problem is, but the ramp from southbound 83 to the outer loop of the Beltway is slowing and is backing up towards Timonium Road. I think we just had a report that it is a broken down vehicle on that ramp. So there is a slowdown there. That's a two-lane ramp that would take you to the outer loop. I'm looking at the camera going away from that area. It looks like they're okay on the main line of the Beltway, but there may be something right there on the ramp from southbound 83. They're still working on the wreck in the city, the ramp from Moravia Road to southbound 95. Right at the end of that ramp, there may be some ice at the end of the ramp. The right lane on 95 was still taken away, and they're still working on the wreck. They're cleaning up southbound on the BW Parkway at 197 going into Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cold today, highs in the low 20s, pretty much the same all the way through Friday, and then maybe a chance, slight chance of a storm this Saturday or Sunday. We'll know more by tomorrow or Friday, obviously. Right now it's 20 in Ocean City, 7 in Forest Hill, under clear skies. Right now, let's take a call from Mike in Jarrettsville. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Tell Scott to tell that to Pete Rose. But I'm calling about. I just got my bill for the heating, and so what's going on is last year I was paying 0.16 for the electricity. This year,
and 0.16 is the charge per kilowatt hour.
Right. Now I'm paying 0.13, so that was reduced. Okay, but the delivery has gone up 400%. I paid $114 to $120 some dollars last year. I'm paying on this bill is $460.
Whoa!
For delivery.
Whoa! Delivery.
So it's So they're getting you one way or another, and it's absolutely ridiculous because
there's something wrong. It should not be that high, Mike. I would call. Did you call?
Shouldn't be. But. I'm not the only one that has found that out on their bill, that the delivery has gone way up.
I understand delivery charges were a change. They were modified. And I'm wondering if that delivery charge is, if that's a per unit charge, if it's a whatever the term is, per therm for natural gas, or per kilowatt hour. I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to look at my bill now as well. Mine was not that high, so I would call and see if there's something wrong with the distribution charge, the delivery fee.
I probably will. I haven't had time to do it, but.
Do it if you can. I know everybody is. If you can do it today, call us back then as soon as you find an answer, tomorrow or Friday.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for bringing it to our attention. We're getting into the energy crisis. Maryland Democrats are admitting failure, by the way, on the energy crisis. That's coming up in the next segment. And now this ICE derangement syndrome. Keep in mind, this is the Democrat Philadelphia District Attorney, Larry Krasner, spoke at an anti-ICE rally. He's supposed to be a neutral arbiter of justice. He's supposed to, justice is supposed to be equal, okay? Justice is supposed to be blind. You're not supposed to take sides. Here's what he said about ICE agents yesterday.
There will be accountability after Trump is out of office. If we have to hunt you down the way they hunted down Nazis for decades, we will find your identities, we will find you, we will achieve justice, and we will do so under the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
So yeah, we will hunt you down like they did the Nazis. Now, that is a district attorney. Then there's a NYU professor who wants Nuremberg trials for ICE. Scott Galloway appeared on the Pivot podcast with the absolutely miserable leftist. Her name is Kara Swisher.
What I'm suggesting is, and again, I've struggled with this my whole life, the difference between being right and being effective. And we're angry, and I get it, protesting is powerful. Promising them that there will be an accountability. And I've said this. I think there should be something equivalent to the Nuremberg trials after this is all over.
I agree.
And to make it clear that once we're back in power, which we will be, this is going to happen. And the statute of limitations on murder is
zero.
Never.
Galloway and Swisher and other people like them are just completely insane. And not only are they're also reckless and dangerous. And then Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear wants all ICE agents to be retrained.
What are you going to do if and when a massive ICE operation is launched in Kentucky?
Well, the first thing we have to do is demand that they pull these officers out of all of our cities and that they fully retrain every single one of them. They are operating with aggressive tactics that are not appropriate for law enforcement. They are not following our Constitution.
Well, Lacey's not hunting them down like Nazis and want Nuremberg trials for them. This is, again, it's related to TDS. This is ICE derangement syndrome, and many leftists have it. My good friend Mark McVeary, I wanted to ask you something, because if you're still making that mortgage payment in retirement, do you see your credit card balances creeping up because there just isn't enough money coming in each month? Well, if you're wondering how you can finally get things back on track, call my good friend Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Guy. He's all about creating cash flow. You can eliminate your current mortgage payment, pay off your credit cards and loans, or avoid another monthly payment. And once those debts are taken care of, you can have the line of credit available through your reverse mortgage. Now, that's money that is there when you need it. It even grows over time, giving you more flexibility and peace of mind for the years ahead. Now, like any loan, it does have to be paid back when you no longer live in the home. But the point is to make your life easier right now. So you've worked hard your whole life, but if the bills keep coming faster than the income, it's time to see what your home can do for you. Call Mark, 410-788-7070. That is 410-788-7070. He'll explain it in plain English and tell you what makes sense for you. All right, Maryland Democrats admit energy crisis failure. That's up next. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A Texas-sized tragedy amid the bitter cold that gripped so much of the country following that massive winter storm.
In Bonham, Texas.
I watched all of them struggle.
Brothers aged 6, 8, and 9 fell through the ice on a pond Monday. Cheyenne Hangeman is their mother.
I ran across as much ice as I could to get to them and eventually ended up falling in myself.
She says she tried to pull them out of the water.
But the ice just kept breaking every time I would set them up there, and I would just keep trying to go to each one of them, trying to help them. And it was only me.
Hangeman said a man eventually arrived on the scene and was able to throw her a rope and pull her out.
I couldn't breathe. I couldn't move. By that time, I knew that my kids were already gone. So I just had to try to fight for my life at that point.
Correspondent Ben Thomas says the weather-related death toll has risen to at least 39. Well, they're pulling the belt even tighter at e-commerce giant Amazon, cutting 16,000 jobs in its latest round of layoffs. Amazon laid off 14,000 workers in October. The cuts come as Wall Street continues setting records. The price of precious metals continues to surge. President Trump says the U.S. economy is building momentum.
The number one country anywhere in history, the world, anywhere in history for investment coming into the country. And it's amazing. And it's because of tariffs.
The president at a campaign-style rally yesterday in Iowa. We don't know what the substance was, but a man sprayed it on Minnesota Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar at a town hall event in Minneapolis yesterday. The man was tackled and arrested. Omar continued to speak following the attack, which occurred as she had been calling for the resignation of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Dow futures are up 17 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
This President's Day, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial pound 250, say Mike Rowe, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Southbound 83 is slowing from Timonium Road down to the ramp that takes you to the outer loop of the Beltway. That's a two-lane ramp, and apparently there was an incident on that ramp. One report said was a broken down vehicle. Somebody else came back and said it was an accident on that ramp. So that's the reason for the backup. The ramp to the inner loop over to Charles Street is open. That's a left exit there from 83 South. So heads up after Timonium Road. The accident near the end of the ramp from Moravia Road to southbound 95, still there. There was some ice at the end of that ramp. So a tight squeeze. 95 was looking at it, blocking the right lane. The wreck earlier, been there about 45 minutes, just cleared, and the BW Parkway is back open southbound at Route 197 in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another frigid day ahead of us, partly cloudy with highs in the low 20s, but feel like temperatures stuck in the low single digits to the teens. Mostly cloudy and freezing again tonight with temperatures falling back into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 9 degrees in Parkville and 7 degrees in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Many schools remain closed or delayed due to the last winter storm. Anne Arundel Community College is closed today. Baltimore City Community College is opening 2 hours late. Baltimore City schools closed. Baltimore County schools closed. There's a two-hour delay that they've announced for tomorrow. Carroll County schools closed today. CCBC all campuses will open at 10 a.m. Cecil Community College opens at 12 noon. Cecil County Schools virtual instruction today. Harford County Schools closed. Howard Community College closed today. All classes and activities canceled. Howard County Schools are closed. Prince George's County Public Schools closed today and tomorrow. And Towson University classes will be held virtually. However, the Northeast campus of Towson University opens at 10 a.m. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 441, the Pick 4, 0315. 705 on Casey and Company. Steinown Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. 1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120 or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Fronin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. As we've documented here over the last few days, Ravens head coach Jesse Minter's ability to do a lot with a little was important to the Ravens. General manager Eric DaCosta said so in his comments on the hiring. Those words were echoed by Jesse Minter's father, Rick Minter, a 40-year veteran coach himself.
He does a great job of making the most out of what he has. He never complains about the level of talent, be it on a college team or now the NFL team. He just makes use of the guys we have, find out what they can do, what are their strengths, what are their limitations, try to improve the weaknesses into strengths. And he's just got a keen sense of how to break down an opponent and attack them, particularly in the key moments of down and distance, position on the field.
How many times could the Ravens defense not get off the field over the past 2 years under defensive coordinator Zach Orr? And by the way, it was interesting that Orr wasn't hired by John Harbaugh in New York to be their D.C. Orr had a defensive coordinator interview with Jim Harbaugh in Los Angeles. Exciting times in college basketball last night.
McKinney, the freshman. Michigan leads!
Brian Boucher, not Bobby Boucher, had the call on the Michigan Sports Radio Network. Trey McKinney's layup with a minute to play was the difference as third-ranked Michigan snapped fifth-ranked Nebraska's 24-game winning streak. 75-72 was the final in Ann Arbor. Meanwhile, closer to home, Oriole first baseman Pete Alonso getting ready to perform in Baltimore.
I think it's been a great offseason, but the whole point is to win during the 162 and in the postseason. So, going out there and getting talent. And I think that that's going to, and you need talent to win games.
It all begins in Sarasota 2 weeks from today. Coming up in 30 minutes is Jesse Minter, the second coming of Mike McDonald. And that is Stein on Sports. Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Yeah, this is an interesting theory. I don't know if you've seen the video yet of Ilhan Omar that was sprayed by some guy sitting in the front row. And it doesn't really pass the smell test for me. He sprayed her with something. They don't know what it was. He was immediately taken to the... But she was, you know, she bucked up. She was strong. Let me finish. Let me finish going after Kristi Noem and Ice. And so we still have a name of the guy that sprayed her, but you know, the guy looked a little sketchy to begin with. But how does somebody like that get into the front row of Ilhan Omar? I don't know. One of our listeners says it was staged, and it would not surprise me. This is Democrat Street Theater, folks. All right, coming up this hour, Senator Alsobrooks wants to shut down the government over ICE and DHS funding. We'll take a look at the... President versus delusional Democrats in Minnesota. But our top story here today is that Maryland Democrats have a huge energy crisis on their hands. And I think there is an admission of failure on a couple of parts, and I'll tell you why. And again, to Ed Hale Sr., to John Myrick, to other Republicans running, this is a major issue. Maryland's economy, affordability, and the energy crisis of the future is here now. And you should be pounding this every day. Every day, if you're serious about wanting to get rid of Governor Moore. Moore puts out this announcement yesterday. He announced the Lower Bills and Local Power Act to combat rising utility costs and deploy affordable local energy. Let me just read the first part of his statement here yesterday, which I think this is admission of a failure by the governor. Because basically what he's saying here is that... they have managed to secure financing for local clean energy projects, modernize the electric grid, and provide additional direct energy bill rebates to Maryland families. So they're trying to buy your silence again. And they've taken something from out of the Strategic Energy Investment Fund, which is needed to basically help us generate power in our own state. And he's taken $200 million from that fund, put it into his budget so he can send us rebates. Folks, the rebates are just smoke and mirrors. They're trying to buy silence. They're trying to buy time. And just like he has a structural deficit in the budget, we have an energy deficit, and this does nothing to resolve it. He's throwing more money towards solar and wind while basically making fossil fuels persona non grata here in the state of Maryland. He's trying to buy us off. He's trying to bribe us with money for our utility bills. And the reason why it hasn't become... an immediate crisis right now. There's an article at Zero Hedge highlighting Criterion research analysis of how the power grids, including PGM, are dealing with extreme winter weather. Basically, the conclusion is sleep tight, America. We got this. Natural gas and coal power plants prevented grid collapse during this historic winter blast. Imagine, as I said yesterday, imagine if there was no coal or natural gas. We'd be freezing our... took us off. The only reason why the PJM grid hasn't crashed is due to several emergency orders issued by the Secretary of Energy, Chris Wright. These orders have allowed PJM to operate generation units in Maryland and other PJM states that are restricted by state emissions, which keeps them silent. For instance, Maryland-based generators at Wagner Unit 4 in Anne Arundel County and Rock Springs in Cecil County have been allowed to operate. They're generating nearly a million megawatts of capacity, and allows PJM to instruct data centers to switch from grid-supported generation to their own backup diesel generators. So without these steps, without Secretary of Energy Chris Wright and the Trump administration, we would be facing severe cold within our own homes and potential death if the grid failed. This is serious. The severity of the lack of thermal 24/7 generation cannot be understated in the Mid-Atlantic region of PJM, which includes Maryland. We do not have the ability to contribute more megawatts. I mean, I'm sorry, we do have the ability to contribute more megawatts, but we're prevented from doing so by state regulations. Okay, more on this in just a second. And what I believe is Maryland Democrats admitting total failure on the energy crisis here in the state. 713, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the wreck on 83 South, the ramp to the outer loop, that's been cleared. The backup is already gone now, coming south from Timonium Road. So good news there. Looking at the live shot here, they're still working on this wreck. It's the ramp from Moravia Road to where you would come out onto 95 southbound. Right at the end of that ramp, there may have been some ice. Somebody tagged the wall onto the right side. So it's the ramp traffic that's having the problem. They're blocking the right lane on 95 southbound to give that traffic some access to get out onto the roadway. But there's a lot of activity right at the end of that ramp. So Moravia Road is taking more of a hit than 95. 95 coming south, you'll have two lanes getting by to the left. But a little bit of a tight squeeze there right at the end of the ramp. Everybody else is running okay. JFX, you're good. And again, not a lot of traffic. Schools are out again today. The roadway conditions are dry. There are some areas that we're getting reports of some black ice, a little melting, refreezing again. And there's still some, obviously, snow accumulation on some of the side and the back roads and neighborhood streets throughout the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, bitterly cold. And it's, this cold stretch is what's driving up this energy demand. And we'll talk about that in just a second. Tonight's temperatures dropping into the single digits again, all the way through Friday, where there is a chance. And it varies from day to day, but there is a chance of some snow or frozen precipitation this weekend again. Right now it's clear in 9 in Edgewater, 16 in Stevensville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Hi, President Trump, not going to, watch, sit idly by. I think it's only in two occasions have a president avoided a midterm loss at midterms. And that's either party, Democrat or Republican, twice. It's happened twice. And so he knows that. That's why he led the mid-cycle redistricting in Texas. That's why he's now stumping. He's campaigning again. He actually is also suggesting a midterm convention this year. Here it was yesterday in Clive, Iowa, talking about the midterms.
I'm going around because hopefully we win the midterms. And it's very scary because, like, it's 2 out of 50 years or something
That's right.
For some reason, when a president wins, Republican or Democrat, even if they're a good president, and hopefully I'm a great president, based on the first year I'm a great president. And we had a great first term, too. People don't really, we rebuilt our military. We had phenomenal financial numbers. But I think this term's blowing away really every term. But traditionally, when a president gets elected, out of, I think, 50 years, they've had two. That one, I don't understand it.
You're going to be the next.
We've had two, so we have to, and one was by unusual circumstance. So there's something psychological. If you win the president, whether you're Republican or Democrat, with that being said, the polls look very good, everything looks very good, and you have great congressmen here, congressmen and women here, and we love Iowa. We love Iowa. And I think didn't I just give the farmers $12 billion, right?
Yeah, and that's there's a lot going on now. The economy is turning around. We've got incredible numbers. We might see 5% GDP, which would, I think, be lights out if we see that any time this year. Of course, these kinds of storms and things of that nature have a lot to do with, but the tariffs are also pretty good. He also was reacting to the shootings in Minnesota yesterday as well.
The whole thing is terrible.
I don't like the fact that he was carrying a gun that was fully loaded and he had two magazines with him, and it's pretty unusual. But nobody knows when they saw the gun, how they saw the gun, everything else. The bottom line, it was terrible. Both of them were terrible. The other was terrible, too. And I'm not sure about his parents, but I know her parents were big Trump fans. Makes me feel bad anyway. But, I mean, I guess you could say even worse. They were tremendous Trump people, Trump fans. And, you know, the daughter was, she was, I don't know if it, you could say radicalized, maybe radicalized.
I would say it. No, we'd absolutely say radicalized by the radical left. I've got details on the Alex Pretty shooting, new details coming up at the bottom of the hour, so you want to stay tuned for that. President Trump said the economy is staying strong because of tariffs.
We're a rich country now. I hope we win that Supreme Court case. You know, we have people that are China-oriented. They're people from literally that very China-oriented and foreign country-oriented trying to stop that, but we'll get it done one way or the other. We're going to do it. If we have to do it a different way, we'll do it.
And he announced yesterday that he thinks that inflation is over.
Our economy is booming. Incomes are rising. Investment is soaring. Inflation has been defeated. Our border is closed, totally closed.
President Trump also, when asked if Kristi Noem was going to be stepping down, he said no. I think she's done a very good job. The border is totally secure. And he did not throw Greg Bovino under the bus, as being reported by several other news agencies. He wanted Tom Holman on the ground because Holman is, again, Bovino's a border guy. And not all that familiar with urban policing. Tom Holman knows what he's doing. And that's the reason why he replaced him with Tom Holman. The First Lady making an appeal, rarely, for unity yesterday.
We need to unify. I'm calling for unity. I know my husband, the president, had a great call yesterday with the governor and the mayor. And they're working together to make it peaceful and without riots. I'm against the violence, so if you protest in peace. And we need to unify in these times.
Yeah. By the way, President announced John Deere is building a $70 million factory in North Carolina. It's going to be the only excavator entirely made in the United States of America. And that's the way it went down, 374 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, more to come. Maryland Democrats admitting failure on the energy crisis at 7:21. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company is available in each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest train show in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring the Lego Blocks operating layout, top model makers in our Craftsman's Corner special show area, free clinics, locomotive repairs, and rare locomotives available exclusively from show dealers. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Whiskey Nuts Johnson.
All right, haven't seen it yet. There's a report of a wreck southwest side in Arbutus, outer loop of the Beltway near the ramp at I-95. So I've been watching the camera south of Wilkins Avenue. Haven't seen a backup yet. If it's there, we'll start to see an impact right in that area. This wreck still blocking the end of the ramp from Moravia Road, Moravia Park Drive, onto 95 southbound. You have a very tight squeeze to get out onto the interstate. State Highway is actually blocking the right lane before that ramp to get the traffic over so you can just make that drive. But it's a little bit tight right there at the end of the ramp. A couple of vehicles came together, hit the snowbank, which is like the Jersey wall now with the freezing rain on top of the snow. So there was some damage there, and the cleanup is still underway. A little bit of a backup on 95, more of an inconvenience on the ramp from Moravia Road to go south onto 95. That's over on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cold for the next several days, all the way at least through Friday. Highs will only be in the low to mid-20s and lows in the single digits. Right now it's clear. 7 in Baltimore City. It is 8 in Parkville. I got a text here from one of our listeners saying, Sean, John Myrick posted several BGE bills online. The delivery fee looked to be equal to or greater than the charge for the gas and electric. Well, there's something inherently wrong there. The delivery fee should not be equal to or greater than the charge for the electric. So this entire thing has been thrust upon us by the Maryland Democrat Party. And listeners and viewers need to know this. And Republicans, if it weren't for the Trump administration and Secretary of Energy Chris Wright, I guarantee you we would have blackouts. We'd have problems on the grid right now. One of the things I want to point out is this, Governor Moore put out some talking points and memo yesterday, Maryland Energy Administration. And here's what they're saying, that the entire region currently experiencing extremely low temperatures, driving up energy consumption, obviously. The demand is high everywhere, but the stress is especially acute in BGE territory, meaning those customers serviced by BGE. The BGE zone is considered transmission constrained, meaning it's difficult to transfer power during peak times. In addition to these transmission limits, the current power supply in the area is relatively low. And that's because of cold and transmission constraints, etc. But here's the sentence it gets to me. There is a low but not insignificant risk of grid event in the BGE zone occurring during from yesterday, which was Tuesday, to this Friday. This could potentially result in load shedding to maintain grid stability. I had to look it up because I don't know what load shedding is. Load shedding, folks, means blackouts. That means rolling blackouts. So they're warning us now that we're facing these kinds of blackouts or load shedding for this week. And it's in writing. To me, that is a total admission that the Democrats have failed on this energy crisis.
That's right. And I want to say that Ed Hale was going to have a press conference yesterday, so the 27th, right? So
right. Has that been rescheduled?
That has been rescheduled to Wednesday the 28th.
That's today.
At 10 a.m.
Okay.
At Brandon Shore's power plant.
All right.
So, and he's going to discuss the energy crisis.
Yeah, and it is. This is a crisis, folks. I'm not underselling this, overselling it, whatever. This is a crisis. When you have officials from the Trump administration saying we need to do A, B, C, and D to avoid blackouts, when you have the Democrats admitting that load shedding is about to take place if we don't watch ourselves. And here's what needs to happen, okay? Here's what needs to happen. As for giving Maryland ratepayers relief with their electricity bills, number one, eliminate the Empower Maryland surcharge tax. That would give immediate relief. Then leave what's called REGI. The Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative would also give immediate relief. REGI is what funds the Strategic and Energy Investment Fund by punishing the owners of thermal fossil fuel generation via fines. These fines are then passed on to us, the ratepayers. CEF, as it's known, has become nothing more than a slush fund for Governor Moore and the Democrats that control Annapolis and dominate our state and have botched our energy policy and management for decades. So much so, the Baltimore Sun yesterday challenged why Governor Moore was going to move nearly $300 million from CEF to the general fund to balance his enormous, unsustainable fiscal year 2027 budget. So you Republicans in Maryland, eliminate the Empower Maryland surcharge tax. That should be prominent. Eliminate the Reggie taxes, which Democrats use as a slush fund. Should be a flush fund, too. And a legislation to allow thermal generator construction, which equals natural gas, coal plants reopen, and even nuclear, which Ed Hale has discussed here on the past. And there needs to be a bill to stop solar construction and the destruction of our prime agricultural land. And maybe then we might be able to move towards a more manageable energy crisis. But, folks, it is, again, it's serious. And, again, it's, you know, what's going to happen? Unfortunately, I don't want to predict this. Somebody's going to have their power shut off, or we're going to have a rolling blackout, and then people are going to get sick and perhaps even die. And maybe then, and only then, will Maryland Democrats wake up to their perfidy and incompetence. Vinny Steele, your Home Sale Guarantee Realty Company, want to make sure that your home is going to sell, especially as we're, you know, focusing on spring now. Just getting through these cold weather snap is going to be tough. But if you're thinking about selling your home, right now might be tough, but now's a good time to prepare to sell your home for the springtime. That's why call Vinny and hear one of his agents come out, discuss the sale price, the staging, the condition of your home, if it needs repair or not. And once you agree on the asking price and the time frame, and you can even agree to sell it now and wait for up to 12 months if you want to sell your home, stay in your home program. Once you sign on the dotted line, your home is sold, guaranteed by Vinny Steele. Call 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines once again with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Many schools remain closed or delayed due to the last winter storm. Anne Arundel Community College is closed. Baltimore City Community College is 2 hours late. Baltimore City Schools closed. Baltimore County Schools closed and opening 2 hours late tomorrow. Carroll County Schools are closed. CCBC, all campuses open at 10 a.m. Cecil Community College opens at 12 noon today. Cecil County Schools virtual instruction. Howard County Schools are closed today. Howard Community College is closed. Howard County Schools are closed. Prince George's County Public Schools are closed today and tomorrow. And Towson University classes will be held virtually. However, the Towson University Northeast Campus opens at 10 a.m. And Maryland's lone Republican in Congress supports an investigation into the ICE-involved shooting death of Alex Preddy in Minneapolis. In a statement to the Baltimore Sun, Andy Harris says the shooting deserves an independent, unbiased investigation. However, Minnesota officials shouldn't be leading it. The first district representative believes a truly independent investigation is warranted, but the governor of Minnesota and mayor of Minneapolis have shown clear prejudice in the case. Harris says the shooting investigation should be conducted by an agency outside of Minnesota. And Maryland State Police are investigating the death of an inmate at the Jessup Correctional Institute. Investigators were called to the facility on Monday evening after 33-year-old Joseph Harrell was found dead. According to the preliminary investigation, Harrell was involved in an altercation with another inmate before he was killed. Police have identified the suspect, but his name has not been released. Once the state police investigation is complete, their findings will be presented to the Anne Arundel County State's Attorney's Office. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate.
5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
7:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Looks like some snow fell off the back of a vehicle here on the way to the Bay Bridge in the left-hand lane, right as you're coming onto the span itself from Route 8. So it's in the left-hand lane. You might see it. It may cause a little bit of a problem, but right now it looks like they're just driving over it, and we'll see what happens with that. But it fell off a vehicle, obviously, and is laying pretty much in that left-hand lane. Everything else around the Bay Bridge, good shape, very nice sunrise on the eastbound side. Traffic still running light through the area with schools out again today, so no big problems. The accident earlier this morning, this was a wreck that happened over an hour ago, was southbound I-95. At Route 198 in Prince George's County. Apparently, they came back in there now, and they're removing one of the vehicles. So there is a backup there after Route 216. The accident on the entrance ramp in the city from Moravia Road to 95, that cleanup continues there at the end of the ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another frigid day ahead of us. Partly cloudy with highs in the low 20s, but feel like temperatures stuck in the low single digits to the teens. Mostly cloudy and freezing again tonight with temperatures falling back into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greeven Wealth Management. Quite a stunner from the NFL yesterday. Bill Belichick falling short of becoming a first ballot Hall of Famer. He needed 40 of 50 votes. Again, fell short. Spygate and Deflategate are rumored to be the reasons why. With Jesse Minter scheduled to be in Baltimore tomorrow, more comments coming in on his style and coaching acumen, and more comparisons to a former Ravens defensive coordinator. This according to former Ravens linebacker Tyus Bowser.
I compare him very well to Mike McDonald and just the way that he carries himself, where he's very engaged in those young guys and he knows what's needed for those guys to succeed and to be locked in, along with having that same mindset that kind of Harbaugh had, just, you know, having a culture, having a, you know, team mind mentality to go out there and play for each other and to go out there and try to win each and every Sunday.
Meanwhile, the Ravens' search for an offensive coordinator continues, requesting Broncos passing game coordinator Davis Webb to sit for an interview. Webb had already interviewed for the head coaching job, this coming as Joe Brady has been taken off the list. Brady elevated to head coach yesterday in Buffalo. And on that note, looks like Sean McDermott will take the year off before deciding on his next move. We already know that Mike Tomlin will do the same. Tomlin was asked the other day by ESPN analyst and former Steeler Ryan Clark how he would respond when asked about his Steelers not winning a playoff game since 2016.
I say nothing. You know, we got resumes. We all do. And we got to stand on that. I live a life, man, where I don't seek comfort. I don't make excuses. You know, engaging in that discussion to me is excuses.
Vintage Mike Tomlin. College basketball last night, a thriller in South Bend, Indiana.
8 to shoot. Hall backs out. Here's Lewis with 5. Launches for the tie.
That call on ESPN, Sam Lewis, 3 with 3 seconds to go in the first overtime. Tied the score at 85, and Ryan Odom's Virginia Cavaliers would complete a school record 19-point comeback, defeating Notre Dame in double overtime, 197. The final, UVA moves to 17-3 on the year. And finally, 25 years ago today, Super Bowl 35 in Tampa. Ravens and Giants, Baltimore leading 10-0 late in the third.
First and 10 for Kerry Collins, who has thrown his fourth interception to the Wayne.
Yeah, it was Kevin Harlan had the call on Westwood One. Kerry Collins was flummoxed all night by the Baltimore defense. And what a night it was. 25 years ago to the day, the Ravens win the Super Bowl championship. Coming up, time now is 7:37. When we return, primetime has it right.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greeven Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA. Specific.
I think that Dion has the right idea. With money comes responsibility, right?
Sure.
You say? So Deion Sanders, the head coach at the University of Colorado, is fining his players now. If they are late to a practice, the fine is $500. If they miss a practice, the fine is $2,500. Deion Sanders holding his players accountable. Players need to be accountable when they get paid. They need to be accountable even when they don't get paid. But certainly, if you're going to make the money, you're going to lose the money if you don't show up.
What happens if you're not making any of the money, though? What happens if you're just a guy on the team that's not making anything in the NIL?
Well, I think you're going to make something if you're on the team.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how. I mean, obviously, it's going to vary. Your quarterback's going to make more.
Are you now saying that every single lineman player on the roster at Colorado, just for an example, is paid?
I mean, I don't know that for a fact. I would have to, you know, figure it out, find it out. But I would say,
I know
that,
many
yeah.
are on scholarship, and the idea there that you have to go to class and get a degree if you're on scholarship.
I'm just going to say that Colorado is going to spend a minimum of $20 million on football this year, paying players. You got 85 players that are going to be on scholarship, okay? So, yeah, I would think it's divvied up among the 85. Some are going to make $5,000. Some are going to make $2.5 million.
So you are saying that every player is paid.
I mean, Sean.
I'm just trying to
figure out. Do I know for a fact if every player is going
to
get paid?
I'm just trying to figure out if they're all being paid, then maybe that's why they're getting fines.
No. You could fine a player even before he got paid.
Oh, you could?
Yes, you could. It was in the University of Colorado bylaws that you could do that. Okay, but they wouldn't necessarily enforce it because nobody had any money.
Right.
Now people have money.
Okay.
So
that's what's
changed. Want me to look up if every single player.
No.
Should I Google, is every single player being paid on the University of Colorado football team?
You know, they call that due diligence. I'm just saying.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's DD for short.
That's right.
Sean.
Well, there's another DD called dereliction of duty. I didn't want to go there, but that's a whole different ballgame.
What are you insinuating?
I'm not insinuating anything. I'm just wondering where if these fines are appropriate or not. That's all.
I'll have the answer for you in 30 minutes.
Thank you, sir. You're appreciate welcome. That. 7:40. You're listening to Casey and Company with Gary Stein. Appreciate that. So I have now new details on the fatal shooting of 37-year-old Alex Preddy. He appeared to resist arrest and attack federal law enforcement agents before he was fatally shot. According to a government report sent over to Congress, it revealed two DHS agents discharged their firearms during the struggle as Preddy resisted arrest. And they said the report, the Preddy resisted CPB personnel efforts and a struggle ensued. During that struggle, a Border Patrol agent yelled, "He's got a gun," multiple times. Approximately 5 seconds later, a Border Patrol agent discharged his CPB-issued Glock, and another officer also discharged his CPB-issued Glock at Preddy. After the shooting, a Border Patrol agent advised he had possession of Preddy's firearm. What we don't know from this report is apparently Preddy never had his gun in his hand. And that when they found out they had a gun holstered, that's when they said he's got a gun. And then some agent took the gun out of the holster. What we don't know is whether the gun accidentally discharged or not. That's not part of this report. The other thing we do know is that Preddy, 1 week prior to his death, also confronted ICE agents and was tackled to the ground and broke a rib. So he was no stranger to law enforcement. He was an armed anti-ICE agitator who had got into a fracas with federal agents the week before and ended up tackled, being taken to the ground, and broke his rib. So that's the latest coming from Minnesota. President Trump told a New York radio station he had a couple of great calls with Minnesota Governor Tampon Tim and the Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Smallfry.
But I had two very good talks. I had Jacob Fry and I had Governor Walz, and I mean they were great calls. So let's see how they report it. But they were very nice calls, very respectful.
So is there a possibility, President Trump, of some type of compromise? I read that some of the Guard will be leaving the state of Minnesota. Some type of compromise to, I guess, make those guys feel like they're in charge. Oh, God help us.
Yeah, well, I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think so. What we need is their criminals. You know, they have criminals. And all I said, just give us your criminals. And if you give us the criminals, it all goes away. They're there to pick up murders. I don't know if you saw, but it was a couple of days ago announced that crime is the lowest in the history of our country, the recorded history of our country.
Wow.
That's a big statement. That's because of us. That's because we go into cities and towns. Usually we're embraced. Sometimes we're not. Chicago is like pulling teeth with Pritzker and with the mayor of Chicago, low IQ person. And usually we're embraced, but sometimes we're not. And when we're not, it just makes it harder.
Yeah, and it does make it harder. Tampon Tim is out declaring victory over Trump. We have that audio coming up for you shortly, as well as much, much more. But again, I it's tragic, the loss of any life. It just leaves you with that empty feeling in your stomach. But what's even more tragic is this individual made poor choices. He chose to confront, he chose to get trained in some of these operations. He was part of some radical left-wing network. He then chose to confront agents and broke his rib. You think that would be message number one, is don't confront federal agents and impede them trying to do their jobs. And then he did it again 1 week later and bringing a loaded gun, poor choice. So, again, I just he chose his own fate. He really did. He put himself in great jeopardy, and he was the architect of his own demise. 7:43, traffic weather on the threes with the update. And once again, we've got the king of all traffic, the Whiskey Nuts, Johnson.
And brought to you as a service, Bernese Automotive, 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. The wreck that was at the end of the ramp from Moravia Road to southbound 95 finally has cleared. That ramp is back open. They salted the roadway, and everybody's back in good stead. Once again, both the tunnels are running just fine. We had a problem early this morning with a wreck on 95 southbound. There was an incident at 198 going into Prince George's County. Kind of went away for a while. They're back revisiting the scene now. So anybody south from 216 down through 198 towards the Capitol Beltway, getting a little bit of a backup there. Looks like there may have been a minor incident. I don't think it's going to be a big deal, but heads up on 83 south. There's an accident in the area. I haven't seen it with the camera, but see a little impact here between Mount Carmel Road and Middletown Road. There's been a little bit of a slowdown there. Never saw anything on this wreck on the outer loop of the Beltway at 95 in Arbutus, but I can tell you this, the sunshine again today, very much of a problem if you're traveling south and east through the area. Winter driving is brutal on your vehicle, so let Bernie check everything, your battery, antifreeze, tires, belts, hoses, thermostats, starters, anything to do with your vehicle with this cold weather. 601 Back Riverneck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Now would be the time to give us a call, and that would be 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Get to match wits with the panel and pick up some WCBM merchandise if you correctly select the fake news story of the day. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cold, bone-chilling cold for the rest of the week. Highs today in the low 20s. Tonight back down into the single digits for the low. And then we have a mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow with temperatures stuck in the 20s. And we're still keeping an eye on the potential for some kind of frozen precipitation this weekend. It's fluctuated back and forth between 20%, 60%, 10%. So we'll see. The models right now are having a difficult time with this one as well. Although I do think they kind of nailed it last time around.
Yeah, they don't did. Turn your back on this one, though.
Yeah. This time they did.
Yeah. But, yeah, we got to keep an eye on it because it, you know, any one of these stores moving across the country can be dangerous.
It might be back to the grocery store.
Sunny and 10 degrees right now in Annapolis. It's 5 in Ellicott City. And it's time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You'll be the winner. Brett in Baltimore is our contestant. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
Third.
Third. Okay, Brett wants to go third.
Lucky third.
All right. It was lucky yesterday, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Here we go. Good luck. Story number one. This should perhaps not come as a huge surprise, but admissions officials at Yale University, according to a campus reform report, disproportionately admitted registered Democrats over other parties during this academic school year. According to the analysis, 97.6% of the 500 applicants applying to Yale from the 2025 academic year were Democrats. Story two, it's one thing for a couple of bottle rocket shooting teenagers to report a sighting of Bigfoot, but the Marines at the Marine Corps base in Quantico saying that they did see Bigfoot. And in Virginia, by the way, if you know where that is. It took place one summer at Quantico. Two Marines said they spotted the massive Bigfoot. And one of the Marines is obviously credible.
It was Chuck. That's, oh, man, you stole that.
Excuse me?
Well, they were
where
Florida.
Were you one
you
summer?
You know what they say about big feet?
Yeah.
Hey!
I need big shoes.
And big boots.
We saw Bigfoot at Jamaica when Mike Fass was over at the nudist colony.
Story number three. A Columbia PhD candidate sparked widespread backlash after revealing she chose not to report her rape because of her stark prison abolitionist views. The woman said she didn't report the rape because she's opposed to imprisoning individuals because of the prison industrial complex that we suffer from here in our country. All right, story one. Yale admits to 98% of the applicants to their Ivy League school, Democrats. Story two, Marines in restricted military training area Quantico report seeing Bigfoot. Or story three, woke woman who wants to abolish prison says she didn't report her rapist to police because of the prison complex in America. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Okay, this is tough because, I mean, you'd think the Marines seeing Bigfoot would be ridiculous, but hey, it's something that somebody said, which could happen.
Have you seen Bigfoot?
She lives with him.
No, man, this is true. I saw him late last night at some point. But
no kidding. Sparrow's Point?
Actually, no, I can't disclose the location.
Okay.
I'm going to go with, I have to go with number one because I think we'd have heard a lot more about it.
All right. Maggie Go votes number one. Chuck?
I'm going to go with the Marines.
All right. Chuck goes with story number two. Brett?
I'm going to go with the Marines also.
All right.
I just can't believe.
Brett goes for story number two. And Michelle?
I am going to go with number one.
Michelle and Maggie.
Girl power.
Mm-hmm. All right. Story number three, the woke woman who won't report rape because she's opposed to prisons, is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
She actually wrote an article, Why I Didn't Report My Rape, after she was gang raped. In Las Vegas.
Doesn't surprise me. Nope. Yeah. That desperate. That's... Mm.
Story one. That's the Yale admitting that 98% of their applicants were Democrats. Yeah, that's our fake news story of the day.
We got it.
So the ladies rule again. Sorry about that, Brett. Sorry about that, Chuck. Bigfoot goes home licking his paws.
That's all right.
All right.
I have a quick traffic update.
Yes, sir.
There's a broken down vehicle in the right lane of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So right now that tube is a single lane. There's a little backup southbound through there. The left tube would be better.
Thank you, sir, for that update. Appreciate it. 751, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement,
congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Coming up at the top of the hour, oh boy, we're talking about that pension bill in Baltimore County. Now it's going to be hopefully repealed. We've got the elimination of 287G passing out of a Senate committee yesterday and much, much more. So stay tuned right here to Casey and Company. Now time for traffic, weather on the threes. And problem at the, what is it, the right tube at the Harbor Tunnel?
That's correct. Fort McHenry Tunnel.
Fort McHenry Tunnel. Thanks.
I'll do the traffic. Thank you. Stay out of it.
That's why I do morning radio, so right. I don't have to be in it.
Do not tread where you don't belong. No problem. It's in the broken down vehicle, right lane, right tube, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel. Almost got completely out of the right tube, sitting there with a police car behind it. So that right tube is a single lane to the left. There's a backup back into the area just as you're coming into the tunnel. So right now, if you're just working your way south, if you can get to the left tunnel, that would be the better bet. The right tube is backed up a little bit through there. So maybe about a 5-6 minute delay southbound. We'll keep an eye on that. Whatever the problem was earlier along 95 at 198 in Prince George's County, that's now cleared, and the backup southbound is gone. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. We have got bone-chilling temperatures at least through Friday, maybe even the weekend. We're looking at highs and low 20s today, single digits tonight. Temperatures stuck in the 20s again tomorrow. At least it's sunny out, so it'll help in some cases melt some of that stuff. But then it refreezes again at night. Crazy, isn't it? Right now it's 6 degrees under sunny skies in Bel-Air, 6 in Millersville. This has to be the coldest morning of the year, I would think, based on so far. In any event, I wanted to point attention. By the way, Chairman Joe crawled out of his hole to bash Trump over the fatal ICE-involved shootings in Minneapolis. This guy is a mental case. We had a mental case for a president who let all these illegal aliens in, millions of them. And now, of course, some of them are criminals, murderers and rapists and child predators and carjackers and kidnappers and DUI, you name it. And he put such a strain on this country. And President Trump was elected to reverse it. And that's what he's doing. And it's not always going to be pretty. Again, nothing is going to run perfect. I mean, who in their right mind would ever have thought that trying to remove upwards of 20 million illegals, and I don't know how many of those are criminal illegals, but that's the priority right now, that it was going to go off flawlessly, 100%. Especially when you have radical left agitators, elected officials, you have these billionaires like Neville Singham, and others who are pouring their money into these dark, shadowy groups to observe ICE, to train to combat ICE. This is a color revolution. The intent here is to destabilize our country, as the British have done elsewhere, as we've seen in Europe. The same thing is happening here, and I think the same place. You know, there's a USAID operative that did this in Ukraine and Iraq and Syria and elsewhere, that's running the show at the Minnesota Emergency Maryland Agency. Again, her name is Sayer. Look it up. She was in all these color revolutions in these other countries. And now she's a part of one here in Minneapolis. The Lieutenant Governor, Peggy Flanagan, she is out there urging Minnesotans to take trainings to monitor ICE and to support the groups that organize opposition to ICE on the ground. She's a Democrat. She's also another one of these color revolutionary types. Everyone is less safe because ICE is on our streets. And you look at these. There's the Immigrant Defense Network and Monarca. Again, these are all organizations, 501c3s, UNIDOS, Minnesota. is another one. We can try to track some of these. The COPAL Education Fund, and that stands for the Comunidades Organizando el Poder y la Acción Latina. Again, that's an immigrant defense group. There are all sorts of these folks that are basically out there on the streets. These are paid agitators. They are organized. They're well orchestrated. And this is intentional. It's to destabilize our country. And to make no mistake, it's Minneapolis. It's where George Floyd is, where BLM was born. This is all part out of the Democrat playbook. And everybody's kind of playing into this. They're not seeing the full picture here. Because Trump is threatening the current world order, which still is run by the UK and the EU and the globalists. That's who the globalists are out of Europe. And, of course, they have some, friendlies here in the United States. Bill Gates and Alex Soros and people like that. So, again, this isn't done intentionally to destabilize this country, and that's why Trump is not. He's got to fight it, and I think he is. Federal appeals court has sided with Trump yesterday in ruling that blocks restrictions on tactics being used by ICE agents while dealing with the anti-ICE agitators in Minnesota. And the DHS is investigating a New York resident who sought a gun in order to kill ICE agents. This is what we have out here now. It's very, very scary. Tim Kyle Electric wanted me to remind you that, yeah, it's cold. You know that already. And, here's what the problem is. We've got twofold. We've got energy crisis in the state of Maryland. There's nothing Tim Kyle can do about that. But what they can do is make sure that your heat pump, your heating system, your furnace, whatever kind of oil, whether it's oil or natural gas or electric, whatever you got, that your system is operating at peak efficiency and it's working when you turn it on. Because you want to make sure that you're kept warm. And that you're, again, the bill might be high, but you want to make sure that it's, you're not wasting energy to cause your bill to even be higher. Call Tim Kyle today for their maintenance, repair, and inspection service at 410-876-9404. I tell him I told you to call 410-876-9404 along, log on to timkylecompany.com. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KC and Company on WCBM.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Well, if you think it's cold now where you are, just wait. National Weather Service meteorologist David Roth says that even colder air is on the way, and that should arrive by Friday.
Panic into portions of the upper Ohio Valley. In fact, Ohio. There's forecast lows, pretty much all negative. For Dulles Airport, it's zero. I think for Baltimore, Washington, it's four. But everywhere else is pretty much negative. Philadelphia is negative one. Looks like negative four at EVP, Northeast Pennsylvania. I think that's Scranton. But as low as negative 11 in Ohio.
The Arctic cold comes on the heels of that monster snow and ice storm. It moved from the southwest to the northeast. Hundreds of thousands of utility customers still without power this morning. The storm-related death toll at least 39. It's even higher by some accounts. Democrat Congresswoman Ilhan Omar continued her town hall forum in Minneapolis yesterday after a man sprayed her with some kind of unknown substance. He was tackled and arrested, and she kept right on speaking. Some of President Trump's recent remarks put him at odds with gun rights groups and some Republicans.
The president said Alex Pretty, the man fatally shot by a federal agent in Minneapolis, should not have been carrying a gun. He told reporters that protesters can't have guns. But gun rights groups, including the National Rifle Association, said Pretty was legally carrying a concealed weapon. And a spokesman for the Gun Owners of America said they were not happy with the president's remarks. Gun rights groups are one of the Republican Party's most loyal voting blocs. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Amazon is sending out pink slips to 16,000 of its employees. This follows 14,000 layoffs just 3 months ago. More on these stories at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector's coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com, AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's the forecast, and of course, first, it's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Broken down vehicles still in the right lane of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So right now, that tube is only a single lane to the left. The left tunnel is open with both the lanes if you can get to the left tube to make a little better time through there. Still blocking the right lane in the right tube southbound. That's on I-95 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another frigid day ahead of us. Partly cloudy with highs in the low 20s, but feel like temperatures stuck in the low single digits to the teens. Mostly cloudy and freezing again tonight with temperatures falling back into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 9 degrees in Edgemere and 6 in Joppa Town. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Many schools remain closed or delayed due to the last winter storm, and Arundel Community College closed. Baltimore City Community College is opening 2 hours late. Baltimore City Schools closed. Baltimore County Schools closed, and they're opening 2 hours late tomorrow. Carroll County Schools are closed. CCBC, all campuses open at 10 a.m. Cecil Community College opening at 12 noon. Cecil County Schools, virtual instruction today. Harford County Schools closed. Howard Community College closed. Howard County Schools closed. Prince George's County Public Schools closed today and tomorrow. And Towson University classes will be held virtually, but the Northeast Campus will open at 10 a.m. And Maryland State Police have arrested two teenagers in connection with a deadly shooting in Princess Anne. A 17-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy from Salisbury are charged with first-degree felony murder, second-degree murder, robbery, and other related charges. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 441, the pick 40315. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Steinon Sports coming up next.
When the new year hits, every business could use a little something to stay ahead. A lift, a jump start, an edge, or perhaps a boost. Like the all-new 5-year business boost from Comcast Business. It's the certainty of a price lock for 5 years on qualifying internet bundles. Plus, you'll have the most reliable Wi-Fi with our best equipment, so your whole team can stay connected at a great rate. And to sweeten the deal, ask about a $500 prepaid card when you add 2 lines of mobile. It's the boost your business deserves. So sign up for the 5-year business boost and get a 5-year price lock on ultra-reliable Wi-Fi. Plus, ask about a $500 prepaid card. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 3/22/26. New customers only. 1-year contract required for guaranteed rate. 5-year pricing applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Best Wi-Fi based on Open Signal Awards USA Fixed Broadband Experience Report, May 2025.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. More on the big news this morning that 8-time Super Bowl winning coach Bill Belichick has been denied a first ballot Hall of Fame selection. Belichick came up short of the 40 of 50 votes to enter the hall. Senior writer for Yahoo Sports Charles Robinson explains why this is particularly and personally hurtful to Belichick.
This is something that matters to him, right? Like, he is a true football historian. I don't know how many people who have been associated with the game of football and the NFL in particular who are alive today, who know more about the NFL, coaches, teams, dynasties, than Bill Belichick does.
There are reports that former Colts and Panthers general manager Bill Polian spearheaded the action, telling voters Belichick needed to quote-unquote pay penance for Spygate. Meanwhile, national media pretty much in agreement that the hiring of Jesse Minter by the Ravens is a home run in the making. Former NFL lineman and now NFL game analyst Ross Tucker comparing Jesse Minter to one of Minter's closest friends in the NFL.
Mike McDonald, young guy, spent time at both Michigan and the Ravens. Now he's the head coach for the Seahawks, and they're doing awesome. Jesse Minter, young guy, defense, Ravens, Michigan, then ultimately with the Chargers. He's done a terrific job.
And finally, tough times for the Caps continued last night in Seattle. 5-1 losers to the Kraken, prompting this post-game comment from head coach Spencer Carberry.
Yeah, extremely disappointing. Extremely disappointing. I just thought we got beat in every area by that team tonight.
Caps now have lost 6 of their last 7. The road trip will end in Detroit on Thursday night. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Birds begin chirping in 2 weeks. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And executive producer is Michelle Double X Drasella. Coming up in this hour, I think moderates in the Democrat Party are dead. I think there's no such thing anymore. They're all radical leftist and progressive Marxists. Congresswoman Harriet Hageman has found a trail of deleted J6 evidence. But the top stories here today involve the Maryland General Insane Asylum. As they first, they passed a bill in the House. House Bill 488 would indeed, this is the governor's redistricting bill that is pretty much along partisan lines. Everybody knew this is Governor Moore. It was non-transparent. They voted to pass it behind closed doors. It was non-bipartisan. They had 5 people on the panel, 4 Democrats, and one alleged Republican as the mayor of Cumberland or whatever. And even he said it wasn't transparent. So this was a predetermined outcome. It was predetermined in Jocelyn Pena Melnick's House. The only question now is, will it pass in the Senate, where Bill Ferguson has voiced opposition and lobbied against it?
It's an important question of what's the value of one vote. And I think the answer to that is actually a question of what's the value of democracy.
How can you ask us to trust democracy when you're taking it so lightly?
And you heard the governor there saying it's the question about the value of one vote. Well, that's the same question I've been asking about voter integrity in the state of Maryland now for a long, long time. The value of one vote is nullified by the illegal vote or the invalid vote. So, again, he doesn't seem to be too consistent in his concern for voter integrity, at least when it comes to this. So the next big question is, what happens in the Senate? No word on when it's going to head over to the Senate. House Bill 488, so we'll keep an eye on that. And the full chamber could hear the bill as early as tomorrow, or it could be early next week. The Senate committee passing the controversial bill to end ICE agreements in Maryland, again along party lines yesterday. The termination of 287G passed by a 8-3 vote, and the bill to unmask ICE agents passed 7-4. Only Republicans voting against terminating 287G, and this was the brainchild of Senate President Bill Ferguson.
If everyone can agree that the way that ICE is enforcing the law is wrong and that that's a threat that it could increase, we've got a problem. It doesn't matter if it's in the facility, if it doesn't matter if it's in the community. The approach that ICE is taking to what it says enforce immigration law is unconstitutional, unlawful, not transparent. We have in Glen Burnie a situation where agents are literally lying about who is at a scene. We know what this story looks like. We have seen this story before across history, but also in Maryland. When there is not trust between law enforcement and the people that they serve, every single person suffers, the law enforcement agencies and the populace itself. And so what we are seeing is the propagation of the worst form of distrust being exploited ever. What's happening in Minnesota is horrific, and God forbid it come to Maryland.
Well, you know, This idea, if only Democrats were as passionate about defending Marylanders from the murderers, the gangbangers that killed Kayla, that killed Rachel, that killed Dakara. Those are three names I'm sure maybe Bill Ferguson's familiar with one or two of them, but I doubt if he knows all of them. But he has no interest in protecting Maryland from the criminal illegal aliens. That's obvious. He and many other of his ilk and of his party. This is all about, pandering to the vote of the illegal and legal immigrant community, because Democrats are hemorrhaging with votes. So this is all about power and control. All right, up next, we'll talk about, speaking of power and control, the Baltimore County Council voting to give themselves a pension increase and a salary increase, and that a bill now has been introduced to repeal that magically a day after we nuked them yesterday here on the program. 8:13 traffic, weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the broken down vehicle that was in the right tube at Fort McHenry Tunnel cleared in the last couple of minutes. That's back open again. Looks like they'll be down around the ramp at Key Highway in the painted out area waiting for some help there. But slow recovery now. Most of that's going to clear in the next 5 minutes or so on 95 South, and we should be okay after that. 895 looks good. Some areas on the Beltway again with south and east this morning with the snow on the ground and the bright sunshine. That glare is pretty bad, so we have to be prepared for that. You might still have a couple of vehicles on the shoulder. There was a minor incident on 83 southbound near Mount Carmel Road, and there's a report of an accident. I have not seen it, and I don't see much of an impact. Doesn't mean it's not there on the inner loop before the ramp at the BW Parkway. So if you're coming up the Beltway from I-97 and coming up through 648 and Camp Meade Road, you might get a minor impact there. We don't have any cameras south of the parkway through there. But for right now, at least at I-97, there's no backup. But heads up as you're going up the inner loop towards 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, bone-chilling temperatures here today through Friday at least. Maybe some frozen stuff this weekend. More on that coming up in today and obviously on Friday morning. Right now, low 20s today. That's all you get for the high. Single digits for the low, and then pretty much the same for tomorrow. This is certainly putting a lot of burden on the grid and our energy requirements here in the state of Maryland. Right now, it is 8 and sunny in Pikesville, and we're looking at the hot spot, again, is a relative term, 20 in Ocean City under partly cloudy skies. From the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time for our America 250 birthday celebration.
And now here to perform the American National Anthem, please welcome our Galaxy Social Night Contest winner, the tiny but mighty 7-year-old singer from Los Angeles, Malaya Emma Chandragwijaya.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so broad stripes and bright stars through the pale
7 years old. I think it's the first time I've ever heard a growl like that during the national anthem. I'm telling you, she knocked it right out of the park. Congratulations. What a great rendition of our national anthem by 7-year-old Emma. I really appreciated that. America 250 brought to you by Smile Design. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. Well, it was on this date in history, as we remember our 250th birthday, 1782, U.S. Congress authorized creation of the Great Seal of the United States. 1958, Legos. The Lego Group received a patent for its toy building blocks. Many barefoot parents regret that day. It was also on this day in 1980. Six Americans hidden for 3 months in the Canadian embassy in Tehran were smuggled out of Iran by Canadian diplomats. The so-called Canadian caper was featured in the 2012 movie Argo. Don't know if you ever saw that one or not. 1985, dozens of the biggest names in popular music recorded We Are the World, royalties of which benefited the starving people of Africa. 1 year later, in 1986, tragedy struck our space program. The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded 72 seconds after launch from Cape Canaveral, killing all 7 crew members, including civilian teacher Krista McAuliffe. It's one of those moments that I think people remember exactly where they were. When it happened, like the moon landing, like the Kennedy assassination, for some strange reason. I remember I was in the newsroom at another radio station here in Baltimore watching the launch as it was being broadcast live, and then moments later, tragedy struck. 2004, the chief U.S. weapons inspector in Iraq told congressional government officials we're almost all wrong in believing Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and called for an outside independent investigation of the apparent intelligence failure. And that is a look at our America 250 birthday celebration update.
WCVM, Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
821, coming up, more of your calls and comments, and we'll tell you about the looming government shutdown and what the governor and our senator, Angela Alsobrooks, had to say about it. You're listening to KCN Company.
Home. It's where we've built our memories, where the photos on the wall tell the story of who we are. Family dinners, holidays, and laughter. No one dreams of leaving that behind. But as we age, things change. Sometimes gradually, sometimes all at once. And the truth is, planning ahead is one of the kindest gifts we can give ourselves and the people we love. That's what Wesley Secure Care is all about. Wesley Secure Care is a Maryland nonprofit organization that provides the unique option of continuing care at home. It's peace of mind knowing that no matter what happens, you'll be cared for right where you're most comfortable. Here's how it works. You become a member while you're still independent and healthy, and in return, you have a lifelong plan, a plan that guarantees care and support if and when you ever need it, and that happens at home, all guided by a personal care coordinator who knows you, your story, and what matters most to you. It's not just about healthcare, it's about dignity, it's about choice, and it's about being able to surround yourself by what and who you love, without putting the weight of what if on your family's shoulders. Because when life takes a turn, the last thing anyone should have to worry about is, what do we do now? With Wesley Secure Care, that question is already answered. So take the time for yourself, for your family, and for your future. Join us for a free lunch and learn, or visit WesleySecureCare.org to learn more about continuing care at home. And give us a call at 410-324-2400. 410-324-2400. And give yourself the gift of peace of mind this year.
Coming up at 8:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
Looks like there's a wreck right outside the station. Southbound Reisterstown Road. It's as you're going south, right after you get on the bridge at the Beltway. They made a quick glance of it with the state highway camera that's there. But it's affecting the traffic southbound. Looks like there were a couple of vehicles involved. And at one point, they were indicating it may have been a rescue at that location. So if you're coming down from Mount Wilson Lane, coming down there from Hooks Lane, across the Beltway on the Reisterstown Road southbound, that's the reason for the backup. And it's going to affect the ramps from the Beltway onto Reisterstown Road southbound. Recovering pretty nicely now from the broken down vehicle southbound that was in the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Authority forecast, it is going to be cold, and it's going to last for at least the next 4 or 5 days, to say the least. Right now, highs in the low 20s, back down to the single digits tonight, and then partly sunny tomorrow. Temperatures stuck in the 20s, as we're now experiencing recently. Mostly sunny and 10 in Millersville, and it's 9 in Baltimore City. Let's take a phone call here. Jeff is in Pasadena. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Yes, sir.
I want to give a shout out to Barbara and Beverly. Two topics. Number one, the next time Governor Morfees has a press conference on something, hopefully one of the journalists will ask him if he still wants to ban fossil fuel powered vehicles by 2035 because of global warming. And the second topic, these models are showing that storm system this coming weekend. There's only one model showing that thing might get close enough to give us measurable snow. It's the Canadian model.
Right.
Well, let's just hope that Canadian model is unreliable. Let's hope it's as reliable as a team from Canada winning the Stanley Cup. I think it's been 32, 33 years since that happened. So let's hope that model is as reliable as a team from Canada winning the Stanley Cup, eh?
Yeah.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, Jeff, thanks so much. Appreciate that. And, that's, the war on fossil fuel. And that is, you won't be able to purchase in Maryland a gas-powered car after 2035. So in 9 years... You'll still have gas-powered cars, obviously. You'll still be driving them. They'll still need gasoline, but you won't be able to purchase a new one. And then I wonder what's going to happen when people flock to Virginia. Well, maybe Virginia won't either, because they've been taken over by crazies, leftists in Virginia. So maybe you have to go somewhere else. I don't know, Tennessee, to buy your car. All right? That might be the closest one that would allow it, or North Carolina. And so... you go there to buy a car. Then you want. Remember the furniture police that they, when the furniture tax on furniture was so high, William Donald Schaefer put that in place, and people were going to North Carolina to get their furniture. He actually had police officers that would try to pull people over that had bought furniture and was spending bringing it home and to nail them. So same kind of stuff. I'm sure would happen here. Who knows? Let's go to Bill in Ellicott City. Good morning, Bill.
Thank you very much for taking my call. Just a comment. As a retired military musician, I have performed the Star Spangled Banner more times than I can basically count. But nothing has moved me as much as listening to that little 7-year-old girl. That is the greatest rendition of the Star Spangled Banner since the legendary Whitney Houston did it back in 1980. Thank you for playing that.
It is our pleasure. And yeah, I would agree that
you guys can.
When I first heard it, it just sent chills up my spine. And Whitney Houston's probably is considered the all-time greatest, but that one's right up there, a 7-year-old, and her vocal
seven
control.
7 years old. Yeah. 7 years old. Unbelievable. Do you think it'll make its way to YouTube?
I'm sure it will. It's probably there. Her name is, you can probably Google it. Her name is Emma. And it was at a soccer game, if I'm not mistaken. She was, and it looked like it was maybe out west, on the west coast. So
thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate it.
Bill, you're quite welcome. Thank you for your service again, sir. Appreciate that. 827. So as to the bill, 4024, we talked about it yesterday on the Baltimore County Council, County Executive, County Council Chair, being able to vote themselves a pension increase. Well, good old Izzy Patoka, who wants to be your county executive, all of a sudden found his conscience And he and Mike Ertel, and at least Mike Ertel, voted against 4024, but they now have introduced a bill to repeal it.
And I will say that any seasoned legislator that says they haven't regretted a vote that they may have taken in the past is not being honest. We all take so many votes, and sometimes we look back and say, well, I wish I had voted the other way.
Yeah, I bet you did. Especially after the you-know-what hit the fan yesterday. Now, as to Mike Ertel, I think he's sincere about it because he voted against it in the first place. So that's why he wants to repeal it. But is he? Eh, not so much. He, along with Julian Jones and every single other Democrat and Republican, voted to pass Bill 4024 that would increase their pensions. And guess what, folks? That was a year and a half ago. So Izzy Patoka has had a year and a half to think about whether he regretted to vote for this bill. And now, since Fox 45 blew the lid off the whole thing, and we discussed there at great length yesterday, then and only then is Izzy, maybe not such a good look for me as county executive. You can't trust any of these people, folks. You really just can't. I can't trust them as far as I can throw them. Okay? That would be Izzy Patoka, Julian Jones. The BS meter on Julian Jones has got to be off the charts. You know, whenever he speaks, I put the meter on, it pins every time. So be aware. These are people who want to be your county. I will tell you, Pat Young, but he did vote. He voted for the bill. Councilman Pat Young fired back. Or maybe, was he in the council at that time? I have to go back and look at that. I would track that until I can be 100% sure. But he did fire back saying, this is what happens when you get caught. The same council members who engineered the council expansion debacle and tricked voters into increasing their salaries are now trying to walk it back. I'll review the repeal language, but this is damage control, not reform. If the council were serious about accountability, this would have been handled transparently from the start, not rushed through and fixed only after a public backlash. Well, former council members Tom Quirk, Vicki Allman, and Sam Moxley, all Democrats, wrote in a joint statement that this is self-dealing and this is a betrayal of the public trust as it is. So good news there. So I'll research that on Pat Young. Get back to you here in a second. All right, take 29 coming up on the bottom of the hour. That means it's time for an update on our news. And here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Many schools remain closed or delayed due to the last winter blast. Anne Arundel Community College is closed. Baltimore City Community College opening 2 hours late. Baltimore City Schools closed. Baltimore County Schools closed today and opening 2 hours late tomorrow. Carroll County Schools are closed. CCBC, all campuses opening at 10 a.m. Cecil Community College opens at noon today. Cecil County Schools virtual instruction today. Harford County Schools closed. Howard Community College closed. Howard County Schools closed. Prince George's County Public Schools closed today and tomorrow. And Towson University classes will be held virtually, but the Northeast campus of Towson University opens at 10 a.m. UMBC is open. And Baltimore's health commissioner has extended the Code Blue Extreme Cold Alert through Sunday due to continued single-digit temperatures and hazardous conditions across the city. Residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. Two people are hospitalized after large pieces of ice flew off a vehicle and crashed through their windshield. The Susquehanna Hose Company says the accident happened in northbound 95 at the Tidings Bridge, and the victims were taken to the Christiana Trauma Center. There's no word on the victims' conditions. Meanwhile, lawmakers in Annapolis are considering a measure that would require all snow and ice to be removed from a vehicle before it's driven or towed to prevent accidents. House Bill 474 is also known as the Clear Before You Drive Act. And Maryland 6th District Representative April McLean Delaney confirms that ICE has purchased a warehouse near Hagerstown to use as an immigration detention facility. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest train show in the Mid-Atlantic, featuring the Lego Blocks operating layout, top model makers in our Craftsman's Corner special show area, free clinics, locomotive repairs, and rare locomotives available exclusively from show dealers. Special family prices and kids under 16 are free with an adult. The Great Scale Model Train Show, this weekend only. Don't miss it.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the wreck right here at Reisterstown Road and the Beltway, we finally got a little better look at it. There is a backup southbound, but the wreck is actually northbound in the right lane. It looks like somebody was taking the ramp from Reisterstown Road to the inner loop, the ramp that would take you towards Park Heights Avenue, and either hit the snowbank or hit something there on the right side. So it's a little bit limited getting on to the inner loop. Fire department now is just leaving the scene, but Baltimore County is still there. So if you're coming northbound from the area from Park Heights Avenue, make that Old Court Road, and then working your way up on Reisterstown Road, single lane to the left, southbound's kind of looking at it with the backup leaving the light at Hooks Lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, another frigid day ahead of us. Partly cloudy with highs in the low 20s, but feel like temperatures stuck in the low single digits to the teens. Mostly cloudy and freezing again tonight with temperatures falling back into the single digits. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
835 Sports brought to you by Greben Wealth Management. 2 weeks from today, pitchers and catchers report to Sarasota and the 2026 spring training for the Orioles begins. With the acquisition of superstar first baseman Pete Alonso, expectations are high despite the current lack of an ace.
I think it's been a great offseason, but the whole point is to win during the 162 and in the postseason. So, I mean, we're going out there and getting talent, and I think that that's going to – and you need talent to win games. So I think – I mean, that's been big time. And
Alonso and the rest of the Birds reporting on February 10th. A stunner yesterday, eight-time Super Bowl-winning coach Bill Belichick is not a first-ballot Hall of Famer. Belichick failing to receive the 40 of 50 votes needed for induction into the Hall on the first ballot. Reaction in the football world was swift. This from running back Damian Harris, who played 4 years under Belichick.
If there is a Hall of Fame, if there is a way for coaches to get in it, there's no way, there's no world where Bill Belichick is not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Belichick won 6 Super Bowls as head coach of the Patriots, 2 more with the Giants under Bill Parcells. Multiple sources telling ESPN that former Colts and Panthers general manager Bill Polian very vocal with the voters that Belichick needs to pay penance, quote unquote, for previous coaching scandals. And while Belichick was denied the Hall on the first ballot, former Ravens Terrell Suggs and Marshall Yanda will wait to see if they will be inducted on the second ballot next week. Former Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski remembers the good old days.
The scariest player I've ever faced off against, Terrell Suggs. His biceps and the size of just his quads and arms just make you scared right when you put your hand down and you see it. You're like, oh my gosh, this guy's huge.
And Suggs himself was asked by Julian Edelman on the Dudes on Dudes podcast about that rivalry back in the day, Patriots-Ravens.
You hated us so much.
Because y'all won.
Y'all dominated a decade.
Some would say two.
Some would say two. You absolutely right. What do you got? 6 rings? That'd never be done in any sport.
How come you guys always brought it to us?
Because we were like polar opposite. Y'all was like, hey, it's about the team. You know y'all stuff. We like, we loud. We about that action. Y'all was
great battles between those two teams. 2-2 in the playoffs and splitting 2 AFC championship games. Birthdays today. Greg Popovich, the winningest head coach in NBA history. 1,412 career wins. Turned 77 today. And all morning long, we've been celebrating on this date in Ravens history. 25 years ago to the day, January 28th, 2001, Ravens winning their first Super Bowl in franchise history. They beat the Giants like a rented mule, but were only up 17-7 late in the third.
Picked up by Jermaine Lewis. He gets a block from Harris.
He might have another one.
Gash, and they knock out McDaniel, and there's Thomas, and he can't stop him. And he'll go the other way. Can you believe it?
One of the greatest plays in Ravens history. Jermaine Lewis, 84-yard touchdown on a kick return. Kevin, what's his name? Kevin, the last name, I forget. I had the call on Westwood One.
Nealon?
No. Kevin Nealon. You're crazier than me. Senior moment. Anyway, Ravens did win it. 34-7 was the final. Time now, 8:37, when we return, when an owner loses patience.
Attention investors and retirees, are you ready for what's coming? The AI and data revolution is changing everything. Billions are being invested in smart technology and automation. Markets are shifting fast. If your portfolio isn't built for the future, it could affect how well you retire. Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111. That's 410-356-0111 for your free consultation.
Security and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA.
The only thing worse than bringing up Kevin Nealon as the potential guy is forgetting that it was Kevin Harlan.
Yes, but I did remember eventually.
Hey, so owner losing patience. Here's the thing. You know, Mike Vrabel this year is the first year head coach of the Patriots, leading them to the Super Bowl. You know, Robert Kraft made an interesting decision. After he fired Bill Belichick in 2023, he hired Gerard Mayo, who was a linebacker, gave him 1 year. They were 4-13, and Robert Kraft said, enough.
Right.
1 year, gone. This is the NFL. You got to win today. Hires Vrabel, they go to the Super Bowl. The question is, how long do the Ravens give Jesse Minter?
1 year.
Well, I mean, they gave him a 5-year contract.
Well, that doesn't mean they'll just have to pay him.
Right, absolutely. I just wonder, you know, because this is a stable organization,
right?
But so were the Patriots all those years.
Yeah,
so were the Steelers.
But what happens when you are that successful for so long, the appetite for failure or losing is just not there.
Okay,
you don't tolerate it at all.
So what about here?
I would imagine the same. I would think that you have to see some kind of progress moving forward. It may not be, they may not make the playoffs next year, but if they're competitive and they're moving in the right direction, and who knows?
Right, but no one thinks the Ravens are going to go 4-13 next year.
No.
Okay, but if they don't make the playoffs next year, if they're 8-9 or 9-8, and they don't go to the playoffs, is he gone?
No. I think he gets at least 2 or 3 years.
Me too.
By the way, have you seen the new Budweiser commercial for the Super Bowl?
No, I have not.
It is. They obviously are trying to win us back, and they're doing a really darn good job at it.
You have the audio?
I don't have the audio.
Okay.
Because it's largely just the Clydesdale, one Clydesdale,
yeah.
And it involves a eagle. That's all I can tell you. But you should check it out online. It's all over the place. It is very moving.
By the way, I couldn't find if every Colorado football player gets paid.
I figured as much. I appreciate you bringing it back up here, but yeah. Somebody will, I'm sure, in our audience will figure that out.
Oh, my God. I'm sure your message box is inundated. How come he doesn't know? Why'd he bring it up in the first place?
Gee, it's amazing. You've read these already. Hey, thanks, Gary.
Goodbye.
8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So there is a looming government shutdown, slowdown, whatever you want to call it, after this Friday or Saturday. And it looked like everything was sailing along smoothly, like most of the appropriations bills were going to be passed. But what is the fly in the ointment is the funding for the Department of Homeland Security, specifically ICE. And now Democrats are going to, they pick their hill to die on. They're willing to shut down the entire, or slow down, most of the government in order to not give the DHS and ICE funding. Here's Governor Tax and Spend More.
Listen, I hate government shutdowns. I hate the fact that the United States actually can even allow government shutdowns to take place, because it's basically just saying, are you willing to pay your bills for things you've already done? No state can do that. No family can walk in and say, you know what, I'm shutting my family down. It is just the unique thing about the U.S. federal government, which is just absolutely absurd. But what I also know is this: to continue cutting health care and to continue cutting grants towards research institutions, which have happened during this administration, so we can fund groups that are coming into our communities who are untrained and unaccountable. To cut basic resources and supports, to not give a single dollar in federal disaster relief, which no state that has not voted for Donald Trump has gotten since he's become the president, so we can fund people who are arresting 5-year-olds? and people who are killing American citizens. So while I am always, you know, just the idea that we should have a government shut down, it hurts my state more than any state in the country. But I also know this. We cannot continue to allow of this funding of the 13th largest military force by funding in the world to continue to exist, where there is no accountability, where people are not trained, and where we're watching these travesties happening in our communities every single day.
First off, that's just blatantly disingenuous, dishonest. It is for anyone to think that the Trump administration is putting ICE agents in the field that are untrained. That is pure leftist propaganda. Shame on you, Governor. You know better. Being a member of the armed services, these guys are not going out without training, number one. Number two, no five-year-old was ever arrested by ICE, and that, sir, is a lie, and you know it. You know it's a lie. And what makes it even worse is that you're repeating it knowing it's a lie. So this is what you have who wants to be one day president of the United States, the smiling, word salad, tax and spend leftist. That is now, you know, basically gaslighting most of Maryland over everything that comes out of his mouth. We'll hear from even worse Senator Angela Alsobrooks coming up in just a second. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes once again with the update on gaslighting, and that's more than just lighting that gas range at home, Chuck.
You can blow yourself up. Now, you want to hear something? You know, we've had some strange things, you know, with this cold. I mean, this is really unbelievable. But just in the last, you know, I do traffic in Orlando and over to Daytona. They just had ice on I-4 in Orlando. Had to block the whole westbound side of the interstate because of ice. They threw the sprinklers on to the side of the road. The water went across the road and froze.
What's the temperature there?
35.
And it froze at 35?
Yeah, it did. Yep.
Wow. That's unusual.
They just now reopened. It was closed for about 40 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know, cold even in Florida, folks. But it ain't cold as Balmer. That's for damn sure. I can tell you that right now. They caught this. I'm going to say caught. They had a very large vehicle that was trying to go in to the old Harbor Tunnel. Oversized, overheight. He got right to the entrance of the tunnel, and they stopped him. And they made him get off the roadway right there and go back over towards Keith Avenue to go around that area. That would have done some damage, folks, so that's good. So they caught him, and now the right lane is back open again there. For a while, they just stopped the right lane to get him completely off the roadway. Everything is back to normal now from an earlier problem at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're still working on the wreck. They're right there at Reisterstown Road at the Beltway in Pikesville. So heads up for that, especially on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast another bitterly cold day today with highs in the low 20s. Temperatures tonight, single digits again, pretty much the same tomorrow, partly sunny, and the highs stuck in the 20s and through Friday as well. And then we're keeping an eye on a potential storm coming again this weekend. Have more for you tomorrow. Right now it's sunny, 11 in Glen Burnie, 12 in Edgewater. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Now, people online are donating money to help a 92-year-old lady in Florida retire. Muriel Connick works at a Burlington store in Pompano Beach, Florida. Someone found out she can't retire because her Social Security won't cover her expenses. Last we checked, the GoFundMe was up around $90,000. Here's the woman to help draw attention to what was happening. April Steele and Muriel talking about the donations.
I noticed this lady working in the dressing room. My heart sank. I thought, why is a 92-year-old woman working? It just seemed unbelievable to me.
Well, I have to. It's the rent, and it's the car payment, and the car insurance, and the telephone, electricity, and cable.
And it has taken off. People have been so generous.
Well, I was really surprised. I really thank them very much, and I don't know what I'd do without them.
Yeah, that is amazing. That the work ethic for a 92-year-old to go out there and work every day, God bless her. Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi,
It's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos, and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
8:47, and let's get a call here from Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Good morning. Sean, I'd like to say this, a couple things. The city of Baltimore is doing a terrible job cleaning these streets. Where I live at, I live off of St. Dunstan's Road. I'm right near Belvedere.
Okay.
You can't even get down my street to get in my house because it's deep with snow. And I can hardly walk since they took my toes off. I had to get the fire department to walk me into out of my house to get me into my car to get to dialysis.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's awful.
They don't even salt the thing. You call them, you can't even get through. You can't get through.
And then do they have an internet portal that you can put in a service request? I know in the county they have that. I don't know if they have in the city or not.
I don't know. I never tried it. I'm at my office now. I'm going to try it now while I'm here. But anyway, Dawn, you know, they're talking about these ICE people killing people, this and that. Now, something happened, went wrong. Something did go wrong. Now, somebody held a gun. Now, you only got a millisecond, me being the next law enforcement, you got a millisecond to react, or you're dead.
Now, let me ask you that, Claude. What's the protocol? So you are wrestling a perp in a struggle to the ground, and either somebody yells gun or you see a gun that's holstered. What are you supposed to do?
You immediately go for the gun to cover the gun.
So you cover the gun. Does protocol say you remove the gun from the holster?
No. Unless it's safe to do so. Once you get them handcuffed, then take the gun out.
Right. So it looks like there were protocols that may have been violated here, that if one of these agents took out the gun from his holster prior to him being subdued, right?
Right. But there's also another thing, too, Sean. It's called mens rea, which means criminal intent.
Right.
Did they have criminal intent? No, they did not.
Well, and it's also, as you pointed out, you're processing things within seconds. And the other problem I have with a lot of these videos that we see that are protester, I mean, they basically selectively edit these videos, and then the news channels pick them up and run them. I would only pick it up if it was start to finish unedited, because a lot of times we don't get to see the whole thing.
Right. You're right, 100%.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sad. It really is.
And as far as the city goes, unfortunately, people park on snow emergency routes all the time, which complicates matters for the plows. And then when they're digging out, they're throwing the snow right back out in the middle of the road that had just been cleared.
Yep.
It's crazy. Claude, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate that. Good to hear from you. Coming up next, Senator Angela Alsobrooks crosses the line in accusing the Trump administration of murdering American citizens. I got that for you coming up in just a second. It's 8:50. 10 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock, you're listening to Casey and Company.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Need smarter office IT, print and marketing solutions? Explore DOCO's multifunction printers. Toshiba, Epson, Canon, Kyocera, and so much more to help your business needs run and grow. Serving Bel Air and Hunt Valley. Learn more at mydoco.com.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Woo! It's 8:51, 9 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. A West Virginian librarian has been arrested for posting a sick message calling on people to assassinate President Trump. What is it with these nurses and these librarians? I mean, I hate to disparage all nurses and librarians because there are many good ones. And there are many conservative ones. And there are some who are just apolitical. I mean, they're just there doing their jobs. But it just seems like there's an inordinate amount of nurses and librarians who are just stark raving mad. Tomorrow on the program, because we have time today, Harriet Hageman questioning Jack Smith over the deleted J6 evidence. The other story that nobody is talking about is what's going on in Iran. Human rights lawyer, Dr. Payam Akhavan, has now said our beautiful country has become a cemetery. He is saying there is documented evidence that more than 36,000 have been killed in just the last several days in the Iran protest crackdown over the weekend. 36,000. And nobody's talking about it. Nobody's covering it. The president said, remember, if you kill the students, that they're going to be locked and loaded and there would be hell to pay. And I do know the fleet now has arrived in the Gulf, in that part of the world. So we have American naval weaponry at our disposal, we'll say. I don't think it would be too much longer because Iran is teetering on the brink and they are just absolutely slaughtering their citizens. But that's not no concern to Angela Olsen-Brooks, who's accusing our president of doing the same here. Just, it's off the charts. 8:53. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
So when they took that librarian in, did they book her?
Very good. Very good.
Thank you. I hold some of my best stuff till last.
Yes. Thank God.
There's a tight squeeze right here at the Beltway and Reisterstown Road. If you normally take that ramp from southbound Reisterstown Road to the inner loop, the ramp that goes up to Park Heights Avenue, it's a two-lane ramp to begin with, and then it squeezes down. Well, right now, because of this wreck and the guy up into the snowbank and a wrecker just pulling up on that now, it's a little bit tight right there. So that ramp will be affected. The traffic coming northbound on Reisterstown Road up to the Beltway is also having a problem now as they try to get this vehicle positioned and then to tow this vehicle away. Saw a new problem on 83 southbound coming down towards Mount Carmel Road. This is a second problem with a vehicle in the right lane. A little bit further down from that, another vehicle on the shoulder and some late slowing on 83 southbound through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, bone-chilling, bitter cold the next several days, now through at least Friday, temperatures in the low 20s. Tonight, single digits. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Again, stuck in the 20s. It's 10 degrees in the city, 9 in Bel Air. Senator Angela Alsobrooks has become another radical leftist that is, hails from Maryland. And I understand she doesn't like ICE. She doesn't like President Trump. I get that. But she's a lawyer, and she should choose her words, I think, much more carefully, more selectively, to tone down some of this temperature. Because when you say stuff that you're about to hear, it emboldens people that have ICE derangement syndrome to attack ICE, to confront ICE, etc. These are people that are sworn officers of the law. They're executing their jobs as they have been instructed to by law. Law passed by Congress, signed by a Democrat President Bill Clinton, that's why they're at. And again, I don't remember Angela Alsobrooks criticizing Chairman Joe when he was ignoring the law and allowing murderers and rapists and child predators in to the country. But here's what she said about the agenda of President Trump.
Oh, there's no question about it. Absolutely not. There should not be another penny that goes toward this effort, which now we understand clearly what it is. Donald Trump's agenda around immigration is to kill Americans in our cities. And I vote no. We should not forward another penny to this agency.
You should resign in disgrace for making a comment like that. His agenda is to kill Americans in our cities? I mean, that's what's happened by letting lots of criminal illegal aliens into the country. That's an agenda that I don't think the Biden agenda was to kill Americans. I think it was to get voters. But here she is saying that President Trump's agenda is to kill Americans. Now, sadly, several American citizens have lost their lives because they were stupid. They did stupid things. They made stupid choices. And now, sadly, they are dead and their families have to suffer as a result of their stupidity. Here's more from also Brooks.
And I absolutely will never vote to put another penny toward this agency, which is slaughtering Americans in the streets of America.
Yeah, slaughtering Americans. Americans are being slaughtered before ICE even started their ICE raids. But they were being slaughtered by criminal illegal aliens. Lake and Riley, Rachel Morin, Kayla Hamilton, Dakara Thompson. In your own county of Prince George's, where you used to be the county executive. And the state's attorney, Angela. See, they get to Washington and they drink the Kool-Aid. The Kool-Aid by a rancid, infected leadership of Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck U. Schumer. And she was asked by that ditz, Nicole Wallace, on MSDNC, do you think a line has been crossed here?
Oh, I think it absolutely has been crossed. I think any person of any conscience who watched Renee Good be shot in the head in broad daylight, and any person who watched Alex Pretty be killed with 10 bullets, and his only crime was that he had a phone, and he was trying to record these officers. Absolutely, a line has been crossed. I think my colleagues, you've begun to hear them already speak out and say that they want to see, they want an investigation. We need some accountability here. I think everyone recognizes that what we see here is not only unsustainable, but it is a stain that I believe will really harm our country.
Yeah, I want a full independent investigation, but I want it into the entire background of Renee Good and Alex Pretty to see how they got radicalized. Alex Pretty's parents are saying he quit his hospital job. They warned him not to do something stupid, and he went and did it anyway. That's his own parents, folks. Then I want to play for you what is a Democrat running for Ohio Attorney General. Okay, his name is Elliot Forehan. He's running for office in Ohio.
Hi. This is Elliot Forehan, candidate for Ohio Attorney General. I want to tell you what I mean when I say that I am going to kill Donald Trump. I mean I'm going to obtain a conviction rendered by a jury of his peers at a standard of proof beyond a reasonable doubt based on evidence presented at a trial conducted in accordance with the requirements of due process, resulting in a sentence duly executed of capital punishment. That is what I mean when I say that I'm going to kill Donald Trump.
This is your modern day Democrat Party. They're no more centrists, no more moderates, no more common sense reasonable Democrats. They're all stark raving mad. Stay tuned for Kim coming up next. See you tomorrow. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.